Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to the live transmission of Radio Biafra, coming to you from our studios here in London on this very day, the fourth day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is 3 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. Therefore, regardless of where you are, irrespective of the time zone you are waking up from, you are going to sleep from, that you are going to work from, that you are returning to work from, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, our dear people in the far eastern part of the world, those brave and indomitable Biafrans. We welcome you because there is no other platform upon this very earth where the truth is spoken. There is no other place where the whole world waits in anticipation of what is to come, because they know if you are listening to Radio Biafra that indeed you are privileged. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, indeed you have come to the home of truth and honesty. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, you are in touch with incorruptibility, uncompromising approach, unrelenting, and most definitely relentless in our pursuit of what rightfully belongs to us. A free and independent Biafra land. People listen to us not for any other reason but the fact that they come here to learn. We educate, we enlighten, we inform. We ensure that our people have the right knowledge to make the right decisions regarding how they are going to restore their God-given country called Biafra, the dwelling place of Chukwu Abiama upon this very earth. The Most High God, the Lord of hosts, in whom and unto whom every praise, every adoration, every worship, every bended knee, every bowed head must submit to. We do not worship any other thing, any other man-made product. We don't worship anything else designed in the hearts of men, only that conceived by the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We worship God in truth and honesty. Only God do we worship. Nothing more, nothing less, as He commanded us in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. For you shall have no other God but me. That is what we adhere to. No other God but Chukwu Abiama. That is no other God. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are fearless before our enemies. There is no fear whatsoever before our enemies. We remain without fear. We speak the truth always, always without fail, even if it leads to our death. That is why we run an open door policy. That is why we challenge anybody live on air, an open challenge. If you think we are in any way, shape, or form not doing what is right, we challenge you to an open debate. You name the place, you name the time, you name the venue. It's all in your hands. Come on the air and also offer us similar challenge. We will meet you anywhere to debate. That is why people know that we are speaking the truth. Because nobody else is capable of coming out to defend their stance. Nobody. They can't do it. Only liars and cheats and bats also move about at night. The reason why men gossip is because they are afraid of the truth. It's an open challenge to anybody. If you are reasonable enough, if you feel you're a man or woman enough, you issue a challenge similar to what we're giving you this evening. Any place, anywhere, anytime, we debate you. We record it so that the world will hear it. If you sit in that room for up to 5 minutes following the opening of proceedings, you know you are doing very, very well. We will not speak. We allow you to speak. After you must have finished, we ask you 2 questions only. Not more than 2. If you don't run away from that very place, you know you're a very strong man. That is why they're afraid of us. That is why they can never confront us. That is why they change their names to talk to us. You don't know a man, you don't know a woman, you don't know a transvestite. Nobody knows. But we come to you with our names and where we come from. Because the oath we took before the Most High God Chukwu Abiam at the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, we can never withdraw from it. We can never stutter on preserving it. We can never retreat from it. We can never surrender our belief. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. There is no two ways about it. No two ways about it. And my name is Nnamdi Kanu. What is your name? What is your name? I come from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. Ibeku is in Biafra land. Where do you come from? I hate faceless, nameless people and anybody following nameless, faceless people. They could be Yoruba. You don't know. You claim you're a Biafran. At the first test, you have fallen. A Yoruba person can answer Chinenye and poison your mind. That is what they specialize in. And you fall for it because you are weak. You are weak. You don't ask questions. You live on gossip and innuendo. I thank Chukwu Abiama for exposing all these people to us. That we know who they are. We know what they're made up of. I don't believe in any shady underhand or behind the door unity. I don't believe that rob is nonsense. We must meet face to face in the open and lay everything bare that such may not happen again. That is how we work. We are not only incorruptible, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. I have no skeleton in my cupboard. I challenge anybody anytime, any day, anywhere to a debate. In the open, not closed doors. So that whatever you have to say can repeat it in front of me. But I know you will not come out because you are cowards. Wretched people born of wayward women. You are not born by a Biafran man. It's impossible. Impossible. I am a Biafran through and through. In any way you can look at it. That is why I issue challenge to my enemies. Anything I say I am going to do, I do it. Anything at all, no matter what it is. Regardless of how difficult it may appear. I always accomplish it. Those of you working with APC, Rocha Sokoracha, you are in for one almighty shock. The shock of your lives. We will not stop until you commit suicide, one after the other. We will not stop. You want to understand how resolute we are? You're about to see it. Things are about to get worse for you. All of you, one after the other. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Here we expunge evil spirit. Satan or Lucifer, whatever you call the Lord of the underworld, they don't have any place in our lives. Because we are the children of light. We represent the light. You may not comprehend it. Because for some of you, your minds are not tuned. They are not enlightened enough to grasp what we are saying. But in the fullness of time, you will come to the realization that before we came, there was none like us. There we are none. Nobody like us. Now that we are here, they can try to copy, but they can never be like us. And when we are gone, you pray that we remain forever. Because Chukwu Abiama, Ekekere Eluigwenuwa, determined that we should come, not man. We were not called by man, nor circumstance. Chukwu Abiama said we should come to do one simple job, but very, very difficult in execution. To go and take his people back to where they belong to. To a land he gave to their ancestors. Where men who were righteous walked the face of the earth. Where truth prevailed. Hence, Ezeokubundu. Where we had natural justice. Hence, Ebe Berugo Berenkesi Bebelakankukwaya. Natural justice underpinning a society. Never before in the history of humanity Have you had a place founded on natural truth and justice? Never ever before, except Biafra land. Nowhere else on earth. And that is where we are going back to. That is where we are going to worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. Everybody praying outside Biafra land, asking for one mercy or the other. If you receive it, it's because Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, wishes to preserve his covenant with our ancestors. Chukwu Abiama does not answer prayers in a foreign land. I told you that after the 30th of May of 2014, that things will happen. Are they not happening? You will be shocked by the revelation you hear tonight. Not from me, but from those that know APC believe very, very well. You will be shocked as to what we are about to hear. After the 30th of May, I told you things will happen. Not by any magical powers that we possess, but through the glory of the Most High God that said that we must come and preach this very gospel of redemption, a gospel that will restore hope to the children of God left hopeless, a gospel that will return a people's dignity that have had every shred of integrity within them stripped away and stripped bare, that this gospel must be preached that the poor and the defenseless may be able to find succor in a land that God gave to them, that those of them who are being deported for no other reason than the fact that they are the children of God may be able to find refuge in the land that God gave to them and the ancestors. We are here to do the work of God. That is why on this very platform, we worship the Most High God through Biafra. On this very platform, we just don't conduct a daily broadcast. On this platform, we spread this very gospel. This is a service, not just a broadcast. This is a service. You will bring your pen and your paper. You will cross-reference. Everything will tell you. You will keep it for posterity, because everything will tell you comes to pass. Oftentimes, there may be lapses in judgment. Oftentimes, there may be errors. But one thing is indisputable. Our march is unstoppable. The reason why we say this is that you may know that when it comes to pass, you will not be in any doubt as to those who are responsible. We welcome you. Go and get your pen and paper ready. Get your mobile phone, get your iPad, get your laptop, get your mainframe computer, anything with which you communicate. You will tell people that you're listening to Radio Biafra because the whole world is listening. I told you before, if you were to call the confab now, if you know anybody attending the confab in Abuja, they are listening to Radio Biafra. This is where they get what they say when they go to the confab. Here, including Jonathan. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody. They cannot contain it anymore. They even come out these days to try to counter or to challenge what we are saying in the open. Those of you that read the Vanguard newspaper today online, you will see that there are two policies there. One was what we said. The other one was what we said we are going to do in the new Biafra. They are copying us. 3 times now this week, they have copied us verbatim. But we continue our work because we said we are here to educate, to enlighten. That is what we are doing. If it benefits other people, maybe they're very lucky to live in our lifetime, because we are bringing a change. We are bringing a revolution. And behind it, we bring hell. If there is no Biafra next year, everything will burn. Everything will burn. We assure them. We want all the world intelligence services to know that we will burn the zoo down. The same way they killed our people, the same way they killed our ancestors and rendered us asunder, the same way they put a knife on that very thing that held us together, and things fell irredeemably and irretrievably apart, is how we are going to put it together, is how we are going to use every anger and fury in us to unleash on our enemies, those that said we cannot worship God the same way that Chukwu Abiama intended for his children to do. We are directly descended from heaven itself. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. the maker of the heavens and the earth. Our land and our people existed before any other species was formed. The Afarensis, as a subspecies of human beings, walked this very earth before the Neanderthals. Go and check your history. You will know we have existed even before time. Before time. Afarensis people, go and Google it. From whence we came, go and Google it. You will see who we are as a people. As ancient as time itself. That is why we can never be expunged or wiped away from the face of the earth, despite the best workings of the enemy. We shall be here to not only see this new kingdom of heaven, but to inherit it as well. We run an interactive program here. Radio Biafra, we are open to anybody to call. It doesn't matter who you are. Yoruba person called us the other day. We were very merciful and kind to him. Other people are free to come. Edo people are joining us. They want to be part of Biafra because they know that in us lies the truth. And we welcome them with open arms. We started Political Asylum, the way we know it. That is our name, Biafra. Come and join. If you are running from any adversity, you come and join us. There is space and freedom and room for you to come into. All we ask you to do is not just to be law-abiding, but to recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God. And then to do unto others how you will like to be treated. Hence, Ebeberu Gobere, Nkesibe Ebeleka Nkukwaya. That is who we are as a people. We are indomitable. We are believers and preachers of the truth. And that is how we are going to be known by. Long after we are gone, what we are doing may not reverberate now, but long after we are gone, it shall be remembered. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. The number to call when our lines open remains +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. We are on Skype, and Radio Biafra can be received in the following places, please. We are not on the internet alone. We are not an internet radio station. We are on satellite. Some of you are deaf. You don't hear. You are blind. You cannot see. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Amos 5. Point your dish. 17 degrees east. You will get Radio Biafra. That places us on the internet. That places us on satellite. That places us on your mobile phone. That puts us on your laptop. That puts us anywhere on anything that has internet connectivity. That means that we can reach millions upon millions of people all over the world. That means that governments listen to us. That means that anything we say, the world analyzes it. That is why we are on TuneIn, where radio stations are listed. If you are not on TuneIn, you are not a radio station. Go and ask anybody. Try and apply to have you listed on TuneIn. You see, you hear what they will tell you. Radio Biafra is on TuneIn. Go to their website, download their app. You listen to Radio Biafra there. Uninterrupted. It doesn't crash. It doesn't fall. Jonathan invested $300 million to try to stop the work that we are doing. But we are still here looking for ways, working at ways to make sure that they do not stop us from doing what we are doing. They can't stop us. They are not capable of stopping us because we are the children of the Most High God. Our numbers once again is +447831308376. We are also on Tango. We are on Viber, and we are making sure, absolutely sure, that on Radio Biafra, that anything humanly possible is done to try to contact us. The number once again is +234 810 094 599. +234 810 094 599. If you call us on Tango or on Viber, you will be able to get us. You will get us. And we must continue to do our work. Our main line is +447831308376. +447831308376. And we are also on Skype. Simply Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list. If you call us, we should be able to take your call regardless if you are with us or not. It doesn't matter if we've accepted you or not. Anybody can call Radio Biafra. And for the principal officers of this very family worldwide, known as Biafrans wherever you are, and collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, we have Rapid Response 68 for all your announcements, for all your speeches you're about to make. We are here to welcome you. We are here to make you part of the family. And also, as we welcome you, go and welcome other people. Direct them to radiobiafra.co. Ask them to please go to TuneIn and download TuneIn app. Ask them to download free Radio Biafra app on Android. We are on BlackBerry. We are on iTunes. Download it if you must, because our work is very, very important. It is unique. And that work is to go forth to do what is right, to bring you our news headlines, accompanying news summary, to open our lines to take your calls, to observe with reverence all that you have to tell us, to observe with humility all that you wish to offer. And that is what we are here to do. We inculcate it, we implement it, and that is why we are simply unstoppable, because everything that we do is down to you. All your ideas, none comes from us. All your ideas. That is why collectively we are so formidable. That is why we will not retreat. And we can surrender. This is Radio Biafra. By way of headline this very day, with the time now at approximately 24 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening here in London on this very summer's day of July, meaning July the 4th, America Independence Day. If I am not mistaken, please. If I am, do try to correct me. By way of headline this evening, we had our morning headlines. We present you the news two times every blessed day. People are always calling. I will open the line, and when I do so, I shall invite you to make your contributions, to be able to call, to offer your opinion and your ideas as to how we can move forward. But as for now, the lines are not yet open, so we please ask you to hold fire. Hold it for now. The death remembers murderers of our people. Protesters in southern Kaduna demonstrate against mass killings. The killing is ongoing. The slaughter is ceaseless. This is the gift of man to man. The people to blame for the incessant slaughter and the mayhem happening are the British people, the British government. They are responsible. They created the monstrosity, the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place where a name had no meaning given to people to bear, and they are answering to that name. That is why they are animals, answering to a name that people gave to them. The only people you can give a name to and the answer, they are dogs, isn't it, in your house? Can you come and give your neighbor a different name and they will answer to it? No. But if you go and get a cat or a dog, name the cat or dog Shibio, Whiskey, or Bingo, they will answer you. Because they're animals. They don't know any better. Can you go to your next door neighbor and say to your next door neighbor, your name now is Fred? Do you think they will talk to you? They will see you as a mad person. But a lunatic came to the Zoological Republic. His name is Frederick Lugard. He came. He said, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. And the monkeys, we are clapping. We are fighting for independence for Nigeria. For what? What is the meaning of Nigeria? Where do they come from? Who are they? Do they have any history? No, but the white man said it's our name. Amazing. Stupidity upon stupidity. Abomination upon abomination. Anybody listening, that is why I refer to black Africans as monkeys. As animals. Only an animal will you change the name and they will not complain. You can't come to Biafra land, my father's land, the home of my ancestors, that came from heaven direct, not born of any woman, to come and to say to us, from today, your name is Nigeria. And we are clapping. If you think it's a good idea, why don't you go to America and change their name for them? Why don't you go to Canada and say, from today, your name is not Canada, it's Nakada, and see what they will do to you? The fact that you adopted and accepted a name imposed by a fellow human being upon your land, an alien to your land, means that you are a dog. You are an animal. That is why you are answering the name given to you by somebody else. That is why Jonathan is not happy. That is why Jonathan wants the name Nigeria to be changed. He listened to Radio Biafra and he knew that what we're saying is correct. At least I commend him. He wasn't ashamed to adopt what we are preaching, what we are teaching the world. There are some idiots arguing on Facebook. What is wrong with the name? And I looked at them very, very well. Of course, they are black people, so I'm not surprised. I do not deny our greatness from time gone by or in times gone by. I do not dispute the fact that we are descended directly from heaven. I can prove it. I don't say what I cannot prove. I said we have one Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven in Enugu. That is the name of that very place. Omwani Igwe. Do you know what it means to come from that such a place? No, you don't. We are here to enlighten you. I do not deny our greatness. It is our stupidity right now that I don't agree with. I don't agree with it. If you behave like an animal, I will tell you that you are an animal, because only an animal will accept a name given to it by a human being. You go and buy a dog. The dog can be answering anything. The dog can be answering Alan or answering Harry until you buy it. Any day you decide to call that dog Shibir, the dog will respond. The same way you came and took Biafran's people from Arewa, Mohammedan rest of the north, and some from Yoruba, and I say, your name is Nigeria, they latched onto it. Typical animal instinct. That's how an animal behaves. You latch onto a name given to you by somebody else. That is the typical characteristic of an animal. Go and check it out anytime, any day. Buy a cat tomorrow and experiment with it. Buy a dog and you experiment, you see what will happen. Go and bring a child from a nursery school. Or go to a nursery school and name a child something else. The child will look at you as if you're insane. Buy a small dog and name, give that dog a different name. The dog will respond to you. And as long as Africans keep the names given to them by their white colonial masters from Europe, they are animals. All of us, myself included. This is Radio Biafra. We proceed without hesitation. If you are upset, you change the name and go back to your original name and stop whining like somebody who is an illiterate. I am not happy about the name they gave me. That is why I am doing everything to change it, to go back to its original name, Biafra. Death remembers murderers of our people. Protesters in Southern Kaduna, they are demonstrating against mass killings. We continue our headline presentation this evening until we are joined by the barrister, whom I understand is on the way going back home after a hard day's work in the courts. Mass murderer of Biafrans is gone. And his sidekick, Oluseji Ofo, they are asking Muslim leaders to engage Boko Haram. They are now begging. And they beg you when you have weapons and guns. If you're on the radio as we are doing talking, nobody listens to you. If you like, be a member of every United Nations branch and organ. That is babash. Nobody listens to you. Any day you pick up weapons and arms to defend your land, people, you have some respect. They respect you. As for talking and being a peaceful man and obeying the laws of your oppressors, you are a fool. A big fool. Nobody negotiates with cowards. Even the same people that claim, oh, don't say this. You are in Britain. Don't say it. They don't. Who told you? Britain is a warrior race. They have been fighting wars since 1066 till today. They are a warrior race. They don't like cowards. Britain do not do deals with cowards. Go and ask anybody any day. If you don't stand up for your rights in a court of law in England, will you get it? They admire tenacity and doggedness. That's why I love them. And that's why we are dogged and we are determined. And that is why they respect us. Yeah, they're saying that what we're saying is a lie. Did Freddy Lugard not come to the zoo and name everybody Nigeria? Is Nigeria their name? The answer is no. Who else can you give a name? And the answer is not a dog. The answer is or a cat. Is that yes? And what is a cat and a dog? Are they not animals? What does that make you when you accept a name not yours? You're an animal. Jonathan's incompetence affecting the zoo, according to Barabe Musa, another Muhammadian from the north. those that the British gave power to. United States of America issues travel warning for citizens in Abuja. This is only the beginning. Travel warning. The government of President Goodluck Jonathan responds to allegation on the credibility of those he picked to attend the confab currently ongoing in Abuja. They are copying what we are saying. They responded to us direct to what I said in an interview with Sahara Reporters. That was tweeted by Sahara Reporters. They responded to it direct, telling us that now they are those old men I talked about, they are putting the country right. In direct response to what came out of my interview on the 22nd of March in New York. Of course, I was in Maryland then when I was interviewed. Face fire Ndibo in Lagos. We reported this in the morning. Face the fire Ndibo in Lagos warned Boko Haram. They are lamenting infiltration of Fulani headsmen in the southeast. They are in Lagos lamenting about Fulani headsmen raping their mothers in the village. Who is there to protect your mother in the village? Is the police commissioner. His name is Barabe Musa. He's a Hausa man. He's Boko Haram. But you're in Lagos. As for us, we are in London. Who will take care of the village? Who will protect your compound? You say, oh, he's the commissioner for police. He's from Gombe State. His name is Mutum Musa. Incredible, isn't it? Boko Haram is there. 222 million barrels of Nigeria's crude oil missing. We reported this in the morning. It is worth $22.04 billion. It is missing. $22.04 billion missing. Think to yourself, what can we do with $22.04 billion? You can buy health care for free for the entire country for over 10 years. Free medical treatment. All that money squirreled away. All that money stolen. Stolen. They're in Swiss bank accounts. They're in American banks. They're in London. That all these children that you're looking after their mother and their grandmothers in the rural leafy suburbs of London. They are playing cha-cha with it, gambling. The casino economy they run. And we are doing cleaning and security guard. Amazing. Your money is missing. $22.04 billion. Where is it? Is Hausa Fulani people in charge? Natural born criminals and thieves. They cover it with Quran. But they are rogues. They are thieves. They are rogues and thieves. Insecurity. Defense Intelligence Agency seeks support from military attaches in the zoo. Do you know that the zoo called Nigeria is going from one embassy to the other, asking for the defense or the military attache to come out, and they're begging for help? You know the same way you take the plate and go to people's houses asking for help, for charity. It's how they're behaving in the zoo. Very, very fitting of animals, isn't it? Very fitting. And now the news in greater detail. How can 147 sons and daughters of a state be killed in one fell swoop in Kawura villages, and the sitting governor will not go to the area to speak to the aggrieved since February? And again, about 200 have been killed in mass invasions of Sanga villages, and the governor does not have the moral courage to visit any of the affected places or persons. Protesters during the rally today, according to a media house, hundreds of youths protested in the southern Kaduna area of Kaduna State against the incessant killings of inhabitants by armed headsmen. The demonstration started in the morning and lasted into the afternoon. The youth protesters, who were joined by some aged women and men, ended their demonstration at the palace of the traditional ruler of Kagoro. Ufuwai Bone, Mr. Bone, who is also the leader of all traditional rulers in the area. The demonstrators sang songs and demanded an end to what they described as genocide. The hundreds of protesters trooped to the hilly town of Kagoro from such locations as Kaduna, Abuja, and other surrounding communities. Many of the protesters said they were disappointed that the traditional ruler of Kagoro failed to come out and address them. Instead, the traditional ruler sent his emissaries to meet with the protesters. A few protesters accused the traditional ruler of playing safe in order not to run into trouble with Nigerian government officials. After waiting for the chief in vain, the leader of the youth, Vincent Bodam, addressed the protesters. Anybody with a hand in the killing of the children of God, Biafrans, between 1967 and 70, now they are getting their comeuppance. The people of Southern Kaduna, we are the ones that staffed the infantry divisions and battalions of the Zoological Republic's army that invaded our country and killed us 3.5 million people. Today, they themselves are being killed by the same people that lied to them. They remind me of Rochas Okorocha and Bile Human Rights Initiative. You know what lies does to people? You will not get the consequences now. It is in the future. You start saying, oh, had, as some of them are saying today, oh, had I known, they lied to us. Please allow us back into Radio Biafra. We are saying, no. In your next life, if somebody tells you something, you investigate. Had these people of Southern Kaduna investigated what they were being told, that Igbos were their problem, go and kill an Igbo person, they won't be in this mess today. But today, they are getting their own revenge for what they did. And they are dying. Do I feel sorry for them? You must be mad. I don't. I have no compassion towards them. The more of them they kill, the better. They stood idly by as innocent men and women were being massacred for no reason. The people killed in the pogrom of 66, those massacred between 67 and 70, they were innocent women and children. They did nothing wrong. But Britain stood by. Britain was watching, encouraging Nigerian government to kill innocent women and children. People want me to feel sorry for them. The more of you they kill, the better. You're from Southern Kaduna. Now you know you're no longer Hausa Fulani. Everybody will get it. There are bombs going off in Yoruba land. And I told you people that Yorubas are cowards. Are they not cowards? What have they done? Are bombs not exploding in their place? What can they do? They are cowards. Yoruba cannot fight. Yoruba cannot fight. They are cowards. Cowards to the bone. That is why I can't stand them. Collectively, as a race. Can't stand them. Southern Kaduna. They are crying. It is too late. The killer and the genocidist, General Yakubu Gowon, the man responsible single-handedly for the killing of 3.5 million people. He's a friend of Great Britain. He is a friend of Her Majesty the Queen. He comes to England at will. He studied in England. And they love him. They named him Jack. He went to Sandhurst. They love this man very much. This was the man that the British government used the same way that Satan used Hitler. Britain was playing the role of Satan. They encouraged this very man to commit mass murder and slaughter of innocent women and children. His name is Yakubu Gowon, the former head of state of the zoo called Nigeria. Encouraged by the British, supported by the British to slaughter and murder innocent civilians. Is here. As Uchebefor will say, that the issue of Biafra is a burden and a stain on the consciousness of mankind until eternity, until Biafra is restored and full reparations paid. This man was set up by Britain to kill Biafran people. In fairness, a lot of British people protested. Ordinary men and women in Britain protested the genocidal slaughter of a race. Why Britain hates Biafra, I do not know. But I know it has something to do with the same hatred that they feel towards Israel. Why Britain supported the Arabs and the Palestinians to kill off Israel. Why the British supported the Jordanian army to invade and kill off Israel. Because they hate the children of God. They do not like anybody coming from heaven. The same way that Satan brought Hitler, Britain, playing the role of Satan, supported Yakubu Gowon to kill the children of God. And what happened to Britain today? Were they not bombed at 7/7 by Muslims? that they are supporting every blessed day? Are they not today panicking and shaking in this country, not knowing where the next attack is going to come from? Do you think an Igbo man will attack Britain? The answer is no. We are civilized people. In fact, we have shared common values with England. Biafra and England are more or less the same in terms of their moral values and their common laws. Do you think we can ever go out one day to hate the British so much that we'll start attacking them? Of course not. When Biafra comes, they will come to invest in Biafra land. We'll open our arms and ask them to come and invest. And through providing employment and infrastructure, compensate for the evil that they did. We don't want to take them to court to start asking for money. What is money? Britain will come to Biafra land through infrastructural investment, pay back for the evil that they did to our people. This very man called Yakubu Gowon, raised by the British to kill the children of God in Biafra, and the president of the Christian Association of Nigeria, one Pastor Ayo Olusegun, for yesterday charged Muslim religious, political, and traditional rulers to take advantage of the current Ramadan season to engage the dreaded Boko Haram sect. Because Gowon knows that without the zoo, he is fair game. We have not forgiven him. We have not. And can never. That is why I hate Roger Sokoracha with a passion. Most of you do not know. You know, some idiots come on radio before they talk rubbish. Oh, why don't you leave him? He's doing well. You know, fools. That was why I asked the question. All those fathered by Hausa Fulani men, where are they? Somebody killed 3.5 million of your people, and you're shaking hands with the person drinking champagne and laughing and smiling and partying. Can you imagine a Jewish person, an Israeli, going to Germany and eating and dining with Hitler? Is that possible? You know, that is why that Tukur Abiam abandoned us. Because we have no honor and no shame. No honor, only to gossip. Yap, 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 like market women. Grown-up men. Some of them PhD holders. Gossiping like little children. Without the courage nor the conviction to come out in the open to state this is who they are and this is their stance. At least they will gain some respect. This is the reason why I can't stand Okorocha. Okorocha is eating and dining with Gowon. Gowon killed 3.5 million of our people. Are you asking us to be friendly with a killer of our mothers, our children, our uncles, our brothers, our sisters? Is that what you're saying? We do everything we do for a reason. This is the people that Bilie Human Rights Initiative are working with. Those that killed our people. And what pains my heart is that they're using the name of Biafra to do it. That is what kills me. That this name Biafra is being used to work with people that support those that killed 3.5 million people. Dear Lord. Second Republic Governor of Kaduna State, Alhaji Barabe Musa, on Thursday took a swipe at President Goodluck Jonathan, alleging that his incompetence has affected every part of the zoo. This very monkey called Musa speaking, who said this during an interview with the Punch newspaper, added that the fact that over 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram sect from Chibok, Borno State, had not been rescued after 80 days, showed gross incompetence on the part of the Zoological Republic's government. The person speaking is somebody from the Mohammedan Emirate of the North. He is a Hausa Fulani man. These are the rogues and the vagabonds responsible for the plight of those monkeys unfortunate enough to call themselves Nigerians. This very man, he is speaking about Jonathan's incompetence. How about your incompetence in grooming Boko Haram and bringing them up? Do you know why Britain doesn't talk about Biafra? Have you ever had any British Prime Minister mentioned the word Biafra before? They are terrified of Biafra. It stares at them in the face and reminds them that they are murderers and killers. This man is there. We are there encouraging Boko Haram, funding Boko Haram from oil coming from Biafra land. Today, Boko Haram is laying them to waste. I told Buhari that the thing about Islamic Jihad is that at a particular point, they no longer know who funds them. They will kill everything in sight. And they will also kill Buhari one day. Mark it, mark my words somewhere. When it happens, I will tell you, I told you so. Boko Haram will kill Buhari. Mark it, write it down on a piece of paper this very day. The United States of America has warned its citizens planning to travel to the zoo or within Abuja this weekend to take extra precautionary measures for their personal security and safety. In a message from U.S. to its citizens in Abuja, the U.S. mission in Nigeria said that the security message had become necessary in view of the June 25 bombing in the Wuse Zone 2 neighborhood of Abuja. The statement issued by an executive director in the United States mission, Mr. Stephen Brunet. The mission added that given, or Mr. Brunet, whatever the name is, I don't know if it's Brunet or Brunet. I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce it like the French way or the English way. So we go with Brunet since they speak English in America. The mission added that given the history of bombing attacks on weekends, some associated with holidays, as well as the recent bombing of Emma Plaza in Wuse Zone 2, the mission urges all U.S. citizens living and traveling in Nigeria to take extra precaution for your personal security and safety. This is respect for Boko Haram. Do you see how America is speaking very low, slowly? Please take precaution. Because Boko Haram is not peaceful. But we Biafrans that are peaceful, we are ignored. You are irrelevant. What are you talking about? We are ignored. It appears that the government of Jonathan is determined to implement ideas coming from Radio Biafra, we are reporting this evening, and her listeners, of course, in a bid to either appear as a man in touch with public opinion or to neutralize the potency of the current worldwide agitation for Biafra, spearheaded by the indigenous people of Biafra. The current trend started with the announcement from President Jonathan's appointed spokesman at the confab, one Mr. Ozekome, agreeing with the editorial stance of Radio Biafra that the name Nigeria has no meaning and should be changed to Eregin or to Shanghai Republic. When in the history of the zoo did they not tell you to be proud of Nigeria, you fly your green, white, green for the very first time? They are debating in the open to change the name of the zoo so that they can be worthy to be called human beings. Who made that possible? The indigenous people of Biafra. Through agitating for Biafra, we are educating other people that they now know. That's the benefit. And that is why they must allow Biafra to go, because every black race will benefit. Everybody will benefit. The same way the coming of the State of Israel gave dignity and prestige to every Jew around the world, the coming of Biafra will give dignity and prestige to every black person on the face of the earth. That is what we are here to do, to fulfill the will of God. Jonathan's appointed spokesman at the confab, Mr. Zekome, agreed with us and is now campaigning for the name to be changed. Today also, it has been widely reported that the Jonathan administration is going all out to adopt one of our key economic planks, our key policy of the emerging Biafra nation that we discussed live on air in the past few weeks. During this very broadcast about introducing lines of credit to consumers as a way of growing the economy, do you know that this morning, the same thing that we discussed about Malaysia, how they do it, how we are going to, in the new Biafra, if you're working, you'll be able to get a car. Do you know that Nigeria today announced it? That in the next 4 months, they will introduce lines of credit for brand new cars to give to those who are working. It's there, and I'm in the Vanguard newspaper. I published it on my Facebook page. The link itself, where the Yoruba man is saying they are going to implement a policy that we discussed on air here, that we'll have in Biafra when we get Biafra. We must continue. They have also responded to an interview that was granted to Sahara Reporters in New York on or around the 22nd of March by saying that the same old people that caused the problem in the zoo are now fixing it. This same man said it exactly. I gave an interview and I said it very clearly that these old men assembling in Abuja, that they are the cause of the problem. How can you assemble them to fix it? It was tweeted by Sahara Reporters as a tweet. Some of them responded. Today, this man responded to that same tweet by saying that the same, as a sneer, to say that the same old men that we accused that they created the problem, they are now fixing it today. Very, very boisterous. or very confident that this old man that caused the problem will fix it 3 times in a week. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody, they listen to us. Report of arrest of suspected members of Boko Haram and pockets of incidents similar to alleged plot of the insurgents to extend their nefarious activities to some parts of the southeastern part of the zoo has attracted the attention of an Igbo group which has warned against the incursion of the dreaded sect into Igbo land. Stupid and empty threat. America threatened them and they are continuing. How about who are you? You're a trader in Lagos. Threatening, issuing warning to Boko Haram. America, that is the only superpower in the world, issued a threat, gave money. They couldn't stop them. In the morning, you go and open your lockup shop in Idiaraba. You open your lockup shop in Ladikbo. You are issuing threat to Boko Haram. Hey, stupidity. Anyway, they do buying and selling. What do you expect? A total of 222,437,070 barrels of crude oil are missing. The oil is missing from the zoo. Some of them ended up at Babangida's refinery in Ivory Coast. He'll bring it back and you pay him oil subsidy. And the profit he makes, he will fund Boko Haram with it to kill all of you in that area where his oil comes from. So he will continue to lift oil. There is no meter. I told you there is no meter. They take oil without meter at that very place. It's like driving into a petrol station, filling up your car. You go to the counter and say, I want to pay. They say, oh, how much petrol did you buy? You say, I only bought 2 liters. They say, okay, bring the money. You give them £2 and you walk away. Only in the zoo. People must see why we call Nigeria a zoo. The way they behave, even animals. Animals will do better. We continue. The Defense Intelligence Agency has solicited for the support. They are begging for the support. Nigeria, the Chief of Defense Intelligence, whatever that means in the zoo, Rear Admiral Gabriel Edmond Okoye, a Rear Admiral, is living near a desert. A Rear Admiral, Nigeria has no frigate. They have no warship. NNS Aradu, which is the only damaged rubbish that they have packed in the waters, is a decommissioned U.S. Coast Guard cutter. It is not a proper naval ship. But out of that same sinking, rotten ship, you have up to 20 rear admirals in the same ship. Only one ship they have. But they have up to 20 rear admirals. You begin to wonder how these people bastardize ranks given to them by their colonial masters and their creators and makers, the British. They heard about Admiral Horatio Nelson. They said, oh, why don't we copy it? It sounds now Rear Admiral. They don't know you have to go to the sea to be Rear Admiral. They are in the desert near Guzo. And there you are a Rear Admiral in Sokoto. If you go to Sokoto, you see a Rear Admiral walking in the Nigerian Navy in Sokoto. I was told that Navy is you are in the sea or water. There's these ones that are in the desert answering Rear Admiral. And now they are going about from office to office, begging people to please allow them to come in and help them to solve Nigeria's problem. Have you heard of such rubbish before? But anyway, they are monkeys. What do they know? That is the news we are presenting today. I have not heard from the barrister. As soon as the barrister comes through to me, maybe he's traveling, I shall bring him to you. But for now, our lines are open, and I'm hoping against hope that the gentleman that called me previously from the United States to tell me the history of APC and what they're doing. Today, we are telling you why we hate them. You think we just got up and we decided not to work with these people? Rocha Sokorocha is romancing Go On that killed 3.5 million of us. How can we work with Rochas? Ask yourself that question. If at all you're a human being, working with Rocha Sokorocha is like working with Lucifer. The worst part of it is that they are using the name of Biafra to do so. And we cannot forgive them. Impossible. We can't. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you want to call us, now is the time to do so. And if you wish to call us, the number to call remains +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. Wherever you are in the world, if you call us from one end, your voice will be heard in another. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that all our systems are go. And this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We continue to welcome you. We continue to make you feel at home here, because on this very platform, we not only worship Tukwa Abiyama, we make sure that his name is glorified for eternity. Once again, the number to call is +447831308376. If you want to call us on Tango or on Viber, the number to call is our studio line in Biafra land, which is +234 8100 904 599. If you wish to call us on Viber, or it's the same number as well, +234 8100 904 599. Or also, if you wish to call us on Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Ken Anichebe from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Are you part of us in Malaysia? Are you part of the family in Malaysia?
I'm part of the family in Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
You know, every time you talk about why British people hate us, why did they hate Biafran?
Yes. Go ahead. Don't listen to
British people hate Biafra because of the agitation of getting that Geological Republic of the Zoo called Nigeria. It's from Biafran land that started it. After Aba Woman Riot, before Aba Woman Riot, they have problem with the coal miners. The coal miners. If you go to Enugu, to New Market, you will see the monument there where they kill more than 1,500 coal miners. That is where the Biafran people started agitating that the British should leave them alone, that they're supposed to govern themselves, because they don't want the British was using them, and they tell British people that they should add money for the laborers that is mining the coal in Enugu. If you are entering New Market in Enugu, you see this monument.
It's at the roundabout. It's at the roundabout, yes.
Yes. That is where the agitation of British to leave the Nigerian and get independent started. So they hate Igbo people. They hate Biafrans. They hate Biafrans because they are the people that push them out from that Nigerian called zoo. So please, I know the whole thing you are saying here is the right thing. Biafran must come to be. We are following all.
Yes.
I'm happy to have somebody like you, because God has already bring you out to carry us along and put us through on what we are struggling for. So continue what you are doing. We are on your back. We are on your front. We are by your side. When will time come, all of us will assemble and face them one by one. We are not even fearing anybody. The zoo has already expired, and Biafran will rise. Very soon, Biafran has already rise. There's nothing will stop us.
Of course.
So I thank you for what you are doing. So please keep it up. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Bana. We have a caller on the phone. When we pick your call on Skype, stay where you are. Don't disengage. We shall come to you. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, you're very lucky, because millions are trying to get through. This is Radio Biafra. We are in London. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Welcome back to London.
Thank you very much. You are kind.
My name is George Oshilem. I'm calling from Luton.
From Luton?
Yeah.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. And where do you come from in Biafra land?
I come from Ugali North Local Government area in Delta State.
Thank you very much. And what is your clan? Which clan do you come from?
I'm an Urobo. I'm an Okwani as well.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to make an announcement for evangelism on Sunday in train station. So anybody that is living around Luton and Le Grave and the other area close to Luton should join us on Sunday from 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday in the train station and the bus station. So anyone that is available to come, so call this number, 07456-311-269. I repeat, 07456311269. My name is George. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I hope that our sister is listening. That she is listening, our sister from Milton Keynes. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, you didn't know he's not there. He has left. I don't know if the one we have on the other Skype is there. Can you hear me? The caller.
I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
I say, my name is Moshe Ogochukwuefunife. I'm calling from Israel, from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. From Israel. Ogochukwuefunife, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I said I am a military man. I served Nigeria almost 15 years before I left the fucking job because of the tribalism to be in Israel.
Yes.
In terms of security.
Yeah, hold on, please, my dear brother. Can we please tell, there is a caller on the phone. Please hold on. We have a caller on Skype. To finish, I will come to you.
Okay, sir.
Stay where you are. Right. Yeah, go ahead. Ekunife is gone. So
you mean myself?
Yes, please, go ahead, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Charles Okereke, composer of All Hail Biafra, Cry of a Biafran Child, ambassador at large of Hanenze Youth Council, and publisher, Master Web. I am calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the United States of America. I am from Alai, in Bente local government area of Abia State. All I have to say in this program is keep the flag flying. His will must be done. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. A call from Milwaukee in the United States of America, the publisher of the Master Web itself. I'm trying to go back to the call that we had before. My dear brother, who is an ex-military man, having served the zoo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I'm so much happy for what you are doing in our country in order to restore Biafra in our land.
Thank you.
With the God we are serving, I know what I'm performing. Praying, we all the Biafra in Israel here, we are doing much work in order to make sure that Biafra come to our home. And he must come, Director.
Of course it will.
I will not say everything here till you come to Israel. There are some things I will tell you, Director. That Biafra will come.
Of course it will. Biafra will come. Of course we know that he's coming. Biafra is coming. Yes, you wait for me. I'm coming to Israel. When I get to Israel, we'll be able to see.
I'll wait for you. Is that my comment?
I'm coming. God bless you too. I am going back maybe to give an appraisal, an update to how things are going. I shall go to pray once again where this whole thing started. I will go there to pray. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know who is on the line, but they should start by giving us their name and where they are calling from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me, can they?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Chinewa Patrick Njoko. I'm calling from Amsterdam. I'm from Mbise in Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the PRO of Indigenous People in Amsterdam. I just want to make the announcement of our meeting tomorrow by 4:00. Please, it's very, very important. Anybody that heard this voice should come meet him because our director is coming in Amsterdam. So we need everybody, both new member and old member, to show up. So let us have made our plan well. The number, if you are a new member, the number to call is 0685-36-9763. Let me repeat. 0685-36-9763. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
And God bless you too. I will also be in Amsterdam. I will be there. We are touring the whole of Europe, making sure that this family is one, indivisible and intact. Anywhere we see a crack, we fix it. Any log that refuses to catch fire will remove it. If you're just there smoking and not being able to help to boil the pot, you will be removed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Emmanuel calling from New York.
Emmanuel, what is your surname? Yes. What is your surname?
Abai.
Abai. Emmanuel Abai, yes, from New York. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I'm hearing you as you talk about Biafran people or Nigerian people. But I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Who is funding you?
Biafrans all over the world.
Biafrans all over the world?
Yes.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not.
It looks like it's the same people funding, Boko Haram is funding you. Because you seem to have the same agenda as Boko Haram.
What is the agenda that I have, if you can tell me? What is your understanding of the agenda I have?
To create more war in Nigeria.
How was Nigeria?
To fuel the war that's been started by Boko Haram.
And,
it seems you are in the same path with them. Is that your mission? You really need to tell me who's funding you, because it looks like the same people, the same animal funding Boko Haram, funding you.
Can I answer your question?
Yes, go for it.
We will be worse than Boko Haram. We will be worse than Boko Haram. Therefore, those funding Boko Haram are not capable to fund us, because we are going to be worse than Boko Haram. We assure you. Just wait, watch, and listen. Don't you know that the zoo called Nigeria you are trying to defend was forged in a war of conquest? Don't you know that? Can you hear me?
Yes, go for it.
I'm asking you a question. Do you know that your creator, your lord, and your master, Frederick Lugard, fought a war to create you as Nigeria?
It has happened like that all over the world.
No.
America fought their own civil war. So does China. So does France. So does Germany. We are not unique in that area. It has happened.
Listen, please.
I don't know why you want to foment another war. And you know what? I want to tell you. Igbo people or Nigerian people or Biafran people are smarter than you are. You understand?
Are you a
Biafran? Because you understand. They understand.
Are you a Biafran?
Understand. I'm not a Biafran. Nigeria, if you come to Biafra, that's okay. It doesn't really make any sense. It's only label.
Are you a
Biafran? It's only a label, okay? It's only nothing but a label.
Which
okay?
Part of... Hang on. Don't get offended. I want to educate you. Don't get offended. What is your name? Again, Emmanuel Nwachukwu.
I told you my name. Yes, that's my name.
Where do you come from in Nigeria?
My name told you. I come from the same place you are from.
No.
I came from the same place. I'm not hiding who I am. But what I'm telling you...
Tell me your village.
There is no going to be any more war in Nigeria because of you sitting up there in the state. Are you want to foment war? You want to send people to go and die for nothing?
Hang on.
Because you are getting paid?
Hold on. If you... Listen, no wonder you are in America. You're not in the place you claim you love. You don't listen.
No, you the same thing.
You are not listening. I am coming from home. I have been in Enugu. I am in a tour of Europe. I am going back in exactly 2 weeks' time to my country. You are a Nigerian. I give you that credit. You are an animal. I respect that. I respect that completely and totally. But the thing about people is that you don't debate. I give you time to speak. You are rambling on and on and on and on. You speak and I ask you questions. You ask me and I answered. When I ask you, you answer. Typical animal from the zoo. They don't listen, do they? They don't listen. That's why they don't have any light. No running water. No good roads. No schools. Because of this. They do not listen. They don't listen. When you listen, you learn. I wanted to ask you the village you are bringing shame and disgrace to. But you can't say, can you? Typical. But he sounded Igbo anyway. He said, we will be worse than Boko Haram. worse than them. So you don't know that Lugard conquered you before you formed that. You say every country went through civil war. Civil war, do you know the meaning of the word civil war? And Lugard coming from Scotland to conquer you are saying it's a civil war. Hey, education. I thank my father for sparing me that very experience of being with animals. I can't understand them. Never understand them. They call us everywhere. Please wait where you are. Wait where you are. I wish that this person calling us from Spain, his number is +347445446. He's saying he's calling from New York, but he's calling from Spain. Spain is +34, isn't it? No, is it +35? His number is here. He couldn't even hide his number before calling. He's saying he's calling from New York, but he's calling from Spain. +347445446. Unless he is using VoIP and he lived in Spain before. He has run away. Typical, isn't it? The caller on Tango, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. I hope your name is not Habai and that you're not calling from New York.
Oh, my goodness, director, you make me to laugh. You know, when I see some people, I believe that man is a matured man, but I can see some a great foolishness in him as a person to say. I listen to his word and I notice that such kind of person don't deserve to be a living being. Irrespective of whether he's in New York or he's in Spain, I don't think he's an existing being. A person who decides to run away from his own father's land to be in New York or Spain and didn't want to come and defend his land and develop his land. There is no light, no good educations. People are dying every day. And then he has the God to tell you you want to cause war or you want to bring things which we are clamoring for, the freedom of life. See, on that area, the reason why I call is because of that man. I just want to tell you that that man is the biggest fool ever, a coward I've ever seen in my whole entire life. This is the reason why I call this radio station. That man is a coward and he's a fool. Thank you.
Of course he is. Thank you very much. That is why he's an animal, isn't it? He's from a zoo. What do you expect? Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, while I ask the one on the coordinator's line to stay where they are. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Okenwa from Stratford, East London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you. You will live long.
And you too, my dear brother. You too.
The Biafrans will live long.
He said...
I want to make a barrister aware that whenever he call and address us, you see that probably that he's using earpiece and his voice is not vibrating, coming out very well, just like yours. I know that everyone is not the same, but your voice oozes out, generating energy, vibrating around the world. The barrister, I think probably he's talking with earpiece telephone. Please, I want to ask him to use his direct handset speaker, if he's hearing me now, and I believe he is, to talk to us. I want his voice, or I like his voice, to come out vibrating. He always sounds as if he's afar. I don't know if you yourself have noticed it before.
I have, yes, I have.
But yes, please, if you can take note of that, that's number one. Number two, I want to address one of our brothers who called from Moscow 3 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. He was asking you if you're not afraid that you get killed. If he is listening, I will please advise him and beg him now not to come online, on air, and ask that kind of question again. Because, number one, you answered him that question by saying, truth never fear, because they can never kill the truth. The truth will live long. Even if you want to say that kind of thing, he will call after the show and say it. That does not mean that we are hiding. We are not hiding. But that is a kind of a question of a cowardice. I don't like that myself. Number four, all the dear friends all over the world, because I heard Maazia Siebu yesterday announcing the quotas of the finance for Biafran Defense Fund.
No, it's just for the monthly contribution to keep us running. Yes. This very, not for the defense, for defense fund is separate from what he announced okay. yesterday. Yeah.
Thank you very much for correcting me. But at the end of the day, the amount, in my own finding, was too little for some countries. Germany, the allocation was a little bit higher than Netherlands. It ought not to be, because a lot of Biafrans are living in Netherlands, pushing on a lot of business, whatever it is, I don't care. South Africa, the same. All these 200 and 300 are allocated to some countries, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Netherlands, the 1,000 was very little. Director, I know you want to do everyone good almost. Some certain people will call and ask some certain things that don't need to be answered. I know everybody has, this is our platform, everyone has got a freedom of expression. But some things that some people call and say or ask, are not even worthy of reply. And this vagabond buffoon who called now that he's in New York. If he is in New York,
from Spain,
that's fine by us. We are in London as well, and he is replying you that you are not in Biafra land as well, and you are confirming that the number he's calling from is from Spain. It's either he is a political tout, or he is a Okada rider of Kekena Pep. Kekena Pep belongs to Bangladesh or Pakistan, not Nigeria. And not Biafra land by every means. So for him to come on there and try to attack, he think that when he attacks you, that he attacks you personally. He is attacking indigenous people of Biafra. And what did he say that his name is Emmanuel Wachukwu?
No, Abai. His name is Abai.
Okay. I don't know where he come from. He can go to hell. But he is a nobody. He's an idiot. He can go back to his masters and tell him that their campaign of destruction is not working, because no one is going to destroy us this time. He's an idiot. You see? I'm very mad on the side of him. I wish I could get him with my bare fist.
No, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. He is not worth it.
Director, don't worry. The Lord is with you. The soul and the spirit of the Biafrans, living and the dead, is with you and all of us. And nothing is going to happen. Go nothing. Where you want to go.
Of course.
He is asking us, where do we get our money from? It is not you he's talking to. He is talking to all of us.
It's true, yeah.
And I am standing here and saying that all the Biafrans everywhere all over the world that prefer to go and eat suya and drink beer, and go to nightclub and buy champagne for prostitutes, and they find it difficult to bring money to be a free man and a woman. And I will go by my sister's word, who spoke last, I think, Monday or Tuesday, who said, if you don't contribute for us to be free, and you stand by the side and think that, okay, it's not me, and your mother and your sisters are being raped and killed by idiots who are roaming around in the former Eastern region with AK-47 and the knives, killing us, butchering us, and shooting at us, and squandering our crops in the farms where we used to feed from, and then you think that you will not contribute. May the same thing happen to you. And shame on all of us who stay, who run away from home, being cleaners and security, doing security, and fumbling all over the place, and looking into our pockets for little changes, for Mickey Mouse freedom. Shame on all of you if you cannot pay money. Thank you very much. Director, I'm very, very sad now, and I cannot talk no more for now.
Don't be. Please, this is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. By first of all, giving us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Faith Nkwanta. I am calling from Richmond, VA. I am from Ozara in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Richmond, VA, for those of us who are not quite familiar with this, do I take it to be Virginia in the USA?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you, my brother, I am so proud of you, and I do believe you are our Joshua. And I pray that the Lord will continue to be with you, and everything that each and every one of us desire about Biafra.
He said,
that come to pass.
He said.
So I just want to encourage you. I am here kind of all alone because I don't see any family member. No Biafran families around Virginia. The closest one is in Washington, D.C. But I have gotten in contact with them, but it's like 2 hours away from me. I'm over here and trying to support and to the best that I can. I am a married woman. Unfortunately, my husband is as not as forthcoming as I am. So, but I will do the best that I can to support you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm married to a Biafran man too. He is from Asa in Abia State.
He's from Asa. Okay.
Yes.
Which is where you now come from. You are therefore from Asa as well, because that's where your husband comes from. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm from Asa.
Yes.
So, but I wish that he can be as fire-burning as I am.
But you know what to do. You know what to do. If you suspend him for about 2 weeks, he will come to his senses and he will join Biafra by force. You know what to do. You're a Biafran woman.
Yes, so I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So I just want to just go ahead and encourage you. Continue. Biko.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, our dear sister. She is alone in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. But we know we have people there, and we are going to put those people in touch with her. Very, very important. Calls everywhere. Please, if you are on hold, do not get upset. Stay where you are. We shall come to you. We have a caller on the phone. If I am not mistaken, this very caller, please, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra, and we are in London.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Joseph Iroka. I am calling from Spain, Madrid.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I am from Biafra land, Enugu, local government area.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Barista, Director, I call because of the guy that I said he called from New York. This kind of call, honestly. People are not happy with it. Immediately that guy said that who is funding you? Such person should be dropped.
I hear what you're saying. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, such person should be dropped. You know, I always call. I said, we are gathering ourselves here in Pala, in Spain. We are gathering ourselves. And this kind of person don't need to come and put salt to the injury. He's calling from New York, asking you who is funding you. Is he a madman? This is the kind of people that don't go home again. They don't even know where they come from. And this guy, I believe, if we have the power to send all Boko Haram to his family to wipe them off, this is the kind of people we don't need again. And if any member of Biafra hearing my voice here now in Pala, he should know that we'll be having our gathering on Sunday. This is the first time I'm recruiting it. Hear it. We are having our gathering on Sunday. So even if we are 4, 3, 2, we can start from there. But this person that called us is from New York. May God never allow such person to come again. May Chukwuadiama seal his mouth.
I like that. I like it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother.
May God protect you and protect all Biafrans, whatever they
protect
are.
Protect them. They are good people. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. As our dear friend said, Chandas from Malaysia. She said that this man is going to get it this evening. Even those who don't normally call, who are very quiet, they have been angered by what this very man said. The lines are going crazy. Please forgive us if we are a bit late to come to you. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, director.
And good evening from London. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Christian Wosu. My name is Christian Wosu, calling from India. First of all, I want to say that man is on something. You know, they just legalized marijuana in America. And I believe the man just finished smoking and his brain went gaga. So he decided to vent his frustrations and the anger on indigenous people of Biafra, which he does not have base. Anyway, that aside, why I call these fellow Biafrans in India, our defense fund has been shared from Asia and from our Asian rep, and the Indian is to pay 200,000. Please, very shortly, we'll draft how it's going to be achieved, and please, we expect you to comply with your zonal coordinators. This is not, there will be no excuse tolerated, because this is the time we show who we are as a people who are ready or who are not ready, whichever one you see yourself, to restore Biafra. So please, I encourage everybody, shortly before Sunday, you will get new information from your zonal coordinators on how it's going to be shared or how we're going to realize this. Please, I expect everybody to comply as soon as possible. Good night, good morning, director from India, and never take into considerations nonsense which people, after finishing taking their marijuana, they will come up on air and talk nonsense. Good night, dear friends all over the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You are correct. We are staying with our coordinators all over the world. We are on that same line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, director. Good morning, director. Sorry, this is Obi Lantwin. I'm calling from Malaysia.
And good evening from here. Our very able coordinator for the whole of Malaysia, Obi Lantwin, is with us. Everybody knows my passion for our people in Malaysia. I will not abandon them because they did not abandon us. I won't abandon them. Please go ahead.
Okay, director, actually, I just called just for one thing, just for to react and also tell you to pick up from Malaysia regarding the young man that just called now, just prompt my anger. I just want to speak to him direct, just in 1 or 2 minutes, director. That's the essence of calling. I just want to insult the idiot, to tell him that he's a stupid man, he's a foolish man, because from his voice, I know he's no more a kid. That guy, whoever you are in America, or you are still in, you are in Spain, as you claim, or whatever, I don't know. I want to tell you that you are an idiot. You are staying in another man's country. Those who are in their country, how many of them are in your own country? Can you boast of your country? You called Nigeria. Can you be proud of that place? The answer is no. You are talking of war. Is Nigeria not in the state of war? Go and check the kind of arms they are using, the weapons they are using. It is military, 100% military. The kind of explosive being blown in the country you call your country. So what is the difference between that and war? What is the difference? You are not ashamed of yourself. You are living in a foreign country. You don't think of home. They are killing your people. And the people like, they are killing, they are your people. Not that they are killing, they are killing your people. And you see a movement. Somebody wake up to see how to rescue your people. You come on air to talk rubbish. Listen, you must be careful. You must be careful. You and whoever that send you, we are very ready. And when the time comes, people will know. We'll see how angry we are. We are no more fools, and we cannot remain. We cannot keep quiet. We have been fools for a long time. I personally have been affected. So I want to throw my anger. Whoever it is, if you don't want, keep, after all, politicians have been cheating us for a long time. Taking whatever that belongs to us, we keep quiet. Now we want to wake up to take our land, given by God, yourself.
So any idiot who is not in support should go and sleep or close his mouth up. If not, when the time comes, we will deal with you because we are ready for anything. This is not life. Living in foreign country for years is not life. We must tell you, we are not enjoying it. Thank you, Director. Bye.
Thank you very much. People are not happy, and I don't expect them to be. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Other caller, stay where you are. Please don't disengage. If we have picked your call, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear sister. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Obiageli Akabeze. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Thank you very much. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Director, I'm not happy about the caller that just called. The caller that said that he's from, I don't know whether he says America or wherever he says he's from.
From New York.
Yes.
He's from New York.
Yeah. Yeah, that I understand we have to respect people's view. But there are people that we don't have to respect their view. When somebody just call and say that who is funding you, to me it doesn't make sense. There are people who just have to cut off. We don't have, because when such people talk, they are discouraging others not to pay attention, not to, because most of us have weak mind. When such people talk, they just say whatever, and people will be discouraged. Please, such call, we just have to cut it off. That's just what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I take that on board. Thank you very, very much, our dear sister. We also have a caller again, I believe, on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name, a lot of women this evening. I'm very, very happy. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Spain. My name is Obianuju Ann.
Obianuju Ann from Spain. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the wonderful work you have been doing for us.
Thank you.
For the whole time. Director, may God bless you so much.
And you too.
Because you are one of it.
Thank you.
All right. And at the same time, I want to make an announcement for the people that are living in and around Girona that tomorrow we'll be holding our meeting, the same venue, 4:30. So we expect everybody to come with their family. Everybody is invited. All Biafrans.
Which area is this? Where is this happening? Where is it happening?
Girona, precisely, at Santa Eugenia Catholic Church, Eugenia.
Okay.
We're holding our meeting.
Okay, okay. In Spain, is that correct?
Exactly, Girona, precisely. Huh?
Girona. Thank you very much. Yes, Girona, yes. Yes, go ahead.
Regarding to that small boy that called, he was a rabbit. So he's a nobody. He's not even existing. And I don't even want anybody to bring up his issue. You understand? So let's just forget about him. He's a nobody. He's a non-entity. His matter shouldn't come up anymore. So that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. The barrister asked for our women, and he's getting them. The caller on the phone, is there any way you can hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Festus Unoka. I'm calling from Verona, Italy. I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy, Verona.
Thank you very much.
I want to greet Chukwu Abiyama for his journey mercy, because I haven't spoke to you since then. He came back to London.
That is correct.
I am very happy for all the progress we have been making. And the most important thing to me, I love the way you release yourself from the phone level. Because our people, they will not ask anything, they will not put one naira, but they want to know how are you spending the money or this and that. I just thank my God that you have relieved the big load and arrange the officer that will take care of it. That will relieve you. I love that. And secondly, again, the reason why I called this evening is because of that bonfool that called from Spain. Please, Director, we need that number that we used to call you on Spain. Release the number to us. Let me see if the number is really Spain that is calling from. We will put fire on his head on Spain, because we have many, many Biafrans living in Spain that doesn't like that word that comes from that buffoon's mouth. And Again, I want to give a very big salute to my brothers and sisters right there in Biafra land for a very good job they are doing. And everybody has seen the job that the Radio Biafra are doing in downtown Enugu. That is not an easy job. Please, I am using this opportunity to beg every Biafran, wherever they are. If you are among of this race, you are not among of this race, what we need from you is your 750 euro or your 450 euro and your monthly due. You can go to your house and go and sleep. Biafra has people that be born on their heart to go and do the job. But we need your support. If you cannot come out, go to the Radio Biafra website and use your card, your credit card to pay in. Hold your receipt. Take it to the national coordinators or your zonal coordinators and show to him that you have paid your own. Make it photocopy and give to your zonal coordinators or rather your national coordinators to show that you have donated. If you don't want to come to a meeting, you can go and sit down and be listening to the radio as usual. But we need your donation. You must contribute on this. Because if you don't contribute on this, my brother, nobody is a slave for each other. I have to let you to understand this. Because the reason why I'm saying this, if you see the next corner of the Biafrans, don't be surprised that you will see that, is this not my friend or is this not my brother doing this? Please, please, for us to be putting figures on our faces and ourselves, it is good for us to do the normal thing at the right time. Please, I'm begging you all, especially here in Verona. I don't want to mention names. I don't want to call names. You all know yourselves. Please, I am begging you all. Thank you, Director, and I want to greet you. I want to greet the Barista Imam Mezu, Kalimonde, all and all. Ikechukwu Onyago, Okago. I say may God bless you. I thank God for the life of you all. And I pray may Chukwu Abiyama continue to be blessing you all, one after the other.
Director,
here at this moment, I would like to give my phone to my able wife to speak to you, and even my daughter, I wish you know, she the man.
Yes,
to speak to you as well.
The one that sings our national anthem, the patriotic song, isn't it?
Yes, director. Even if I open my door and come inside when I'm coming from work, the only thing he used to welcome is national anthem, nothing else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. Let me give it to my wife.
Okay.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear sister. Good evening.
My name is Frerin Ngozi Kaoloka. I'm calling from Verona, Italy.
Thank you very much. You came to Enugu, but we did not see.
Yes, quite unfortunate that I couldn't see you, but I see our Evil Lady, Iron Lady.
Iron Lady. Iron Lady, she is, our dear sister. She is. Go ahead.
Yes. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, before that useless man, that modern city, that all the zealous elements that call that line, give us this useless man number so that we can fix his fuck up. I don't know the reason why this useless Arab people can call this the Radio Biafra. If they don't belong to Biafra, let us go to hell. We have no retreat, no surrender. Biafra must stand in Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. And
thank
amen.
Thank you, Director. May the Chief of Biafra continue to bless you, guide you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen.
All hail Biafra.
Of course.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra, of course. My dear sister, thank you very much. That family is very strong. Their faith and their belief in our country is unshakable. Even the little daughter is an ardent Biafran. At this point, I must welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu, who has kindly joined us. The barrister will, in his usual style, start by accepting the gracious presence of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they find themselves. Please, barrister.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to all of you. Director, before any advent, I want you to clarify if my voice is sounding like somebody using earpiece before I could go further. Please confirm.
No, it is not. It's very clear here. Please go ahead.
My brother that called earlier says I should check if I tell you this. My brother, no, with the upset caused by that bulldog, who, of course, the director should have known, is favored by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. You forgot to mention that. But let me remind you, it's one of those people you are asking. Where are they? They are in our midst, and he's one of them.
Yes, of course.
He knows about Boko Haram, his people. And he's asking you, you see, there is one old Igbo book I read when I was a little boy. That book says, Onye Chori Chi Peyoku. You know, when you want to cause trouble between you and another, you ask some stupid, irrelevant question. This guy hears us talk about contributions. He hears us thanking our people for keeping us on air. For everything we mention here, they contribute. And then he still have that foolish mentality to ask, who is funding you? So it doesn't make sense. I wish our people would just forget him so that he will not be smiling wherever he is, that his name has been mentioned. Let's consider his comment unnecessary, and we should render him irrelevant. Nobody should talk about him.
Of course.
Because he's not worth by House of Fulani Boko Haram.
It's not worth the effort.
That bomb is going off anywhere in the zoo and everywhere in the zoo. By the strongest luck of Chukwu Abiyama, he has never exploded in Biafra land. And this guy's got the temerity, the effrontery, to say who is funding you, to say you are trying to ferment. Anyway, I don't want to go any further. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Yes, Director, you're right. I called upon our women, and they are responding. They are responding, Biafran women. Proud of you. We believe in you. We respect you. We adore you. And that is why we will do our very best, if you like, our level best, to make sure Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will never come close to you. How much more of touching you? It's a big shame what has been going on for the past years, for the past donkey's years. And some of our men kept quiet, because they like bribery, because they like money. Somebody like that fool that called earlier is one of the people who have suffered Boko Haram will keep it on his father. You say, go and damage what Biafrans are doing. I made a comment this morning about Goodluck Jonathan calling people in Senegal, asking the authority in Senegal, why did they allow Biafrans to march? This is a guy in his own country, in his own land, in his own zoo. He could not control Boko Haram. He could not control Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. But he wants to go to Senegal to answer a question. Imagine that Lord Jonathan has made himself the biggest fool. A lot of atrocities happening in your land. America and Britain and Israel have to step in to stop what is going on in your land. But you have the time to pick the phone to call Senegalese authority, asking them questions. Who are you, Goodluck? Why? Don't you know you're trespassing into another man's territory? What's your own you could not even control? How far Fulani Boko Haram will be jailed? You will release them, give them money, buy them SSUV, and you don't want Biafra to come. You have painted yourself so badly that unfortunately for you, Biafra will come. But we know you will follow your cousins. You will not come to Biafra land because you've done all your levels there to make sure we don't stand. We will. If it's not going to be before you, it will be after you. That is the promise we give you. But Biafra must come and Biafra will stand. The oil that you are taking and giving to your cousins belong to Biafra land. We will inherit what belongs to us. We are not going elsewhere to lay claim what does not belong to Biafra. We are going to claim what belongs to us. Yes, as director will put it, people will die. the other side will also die. But we want to inherit our land. We are running away and we are still dying. Even at this point in time, we are running away and dying, which is the act of cowardice. Why can't we stand, fight for what belongs to you? The Bible says resist the Satan, and he will flee from you. If we don't resist our house, I will go home. I will never remember over the land where I came from anymore. But God forbid that we are making sure that everybody who is on Radio Biafra, Director, I hope my voice is coming out.
It's coming out. It's coming out. Please go ahead, Barrister. It's coming out.
Because you almost concur with the guy that my voice
sometimes. Yes.
I mumbled. I said, Director. I said, order. Director, order. Please, if my voice is not coming out well, just warn me.
No, Barrister, it's not actually your fault. It's because the very line which you're coming through is a bit faulty on this side, I've just discovered. It's only one channel.
Tell the brother. Tell him. It's not my fault, please.
No, it's not. It's not Barrister's fault. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. So, as I was saying earlier, anybody who thinks we will abandon the struggle to restore, to resurrect Biafra, you are deluding yourself. Because we have sworn that Biafra must be resurrected, it must be restored. Else, we go with it. We will go with that name. Down, down, down. At least if you are dead, you will remember that you existed in the first place anyway. So why fear? A man of your own caliber will come to your father's land. Take away what belongs to you and you run away. Go abroad and camp and stay there and make call. From New York to Spain. Why not go home to see if you can drink ordinary good running water? Director, I was coming all the way from Basingstoke yesterday, nearly two and a half, almost three hours. You can close your eyes and ply on the road. Well made, well planned. And the lady who was with me, I said, you know, from Nwewi to Onitsha, you face millions of potholes that can throw you up and down. If your car did not capsize, the back axle would be destroyed. That is within a short mile radius. The roads are bad. But from here to Scotland, you close your eyes and you get to where you're going. And the money that is coming from Biafra land can never be used to fix Biafra roads, to fix what we're supposed to enjoy. One Nigeria. When did we start clamoring for this? We accepted one Nigeria. Our people started building houses in Lagos, in Kaduna, in Jos, in Sokoto, Zaria, for the sake of that one Nigeria. How you can find that these people are in infinitely wicked? Yoruba man will never build a house in Igbo land. Hausa man will never build a house in Igbo land. Why was it made so? So that we keep coming to where it is happening. So that our areas are completely devoid of infrastructure. No road, no hospital, no continuous electricity. Our people are buying generator. Most of them are dying because of the fumes of the generator. The carbon monoxide that is being produced by the fumes. Our people are dying. But yet we're answering one Nigeria. We said, enough of all this rubbish. Enough. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram said, no, leave our land, we kill you. They started doing that. All right, we are going. They are coming to our land again to also kill us. Hey, come on. Man, do you have pride at all? Do you have shame? You leave their land, they'll kill you. You come to your own land, they are pursuing you. They took away the jobs. They took away the pride of Biafrans. We are left in penury, empty-handed. And now, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are occupying in our farmlands and sitting there and directing how it should work and those who should come to the farmland and those who shouldn't. Our women are having children for them.
calling them Emeka and Chukwu Emeka and Chinyere, and they think that they are Igbos. No. We've been deceived, and we say no more. Director, regardless of how long it takes, Biafra must be restored for us to save our remaining people before we are extincted. Before we are completely wiped away, before we go into extinction, we must fight back to reclaim what belongs to us. You know, Biafrans, I had one of our ladies that died. His comment might discourage people. No, his comment will not discourage anybody. If you are a born Biafran, nobody can dissuade you.
Exactly. Not even gossip can change you.
Director,
unless you have it in
your
you.
Mom. Unless you are born of Hausa from Boko Haram. If you are a proper Biafran, nobody will discourage you. You even fight those who want to discourage you because you know what you're after. You want to preserve your own heritage. You want to keep long your own family lives. Nobody will discourage you. It's only those who are fickle-minded. Those who are not sure and those whose blood are mixed. If you are a true breed of Biafra, even the biggest Satan will not discourage you. And Director, you and I know that. Good evening. I'll stay here with you.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister is with us, and he shall remain with us. We thank all of you who have patiently waited on the line, and we are now going to pick your calls one after the other. Somebody sent me something where a Hausa man spoke and insulted Igbos at the confab, and they were crying. Igbo. That word is funny, honestly speaking. They were crying. I need that link again. I couldn't find it anymore. They insulted them. I think it was carried by Vanguard, and they were crying. I need to read it so people can hear that it's not only me. It's not just us here. That these people are disgracing us. They are a disgrace because of money. Upwano and cold gold. They sell their conscience. The caller on the phone, please. You are first before I go to the Skype lines. Your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Chinedu Duro. I'm calling from Madrid in Spain.
Thank you.
I'm from Awomama, Umo State.
Awomama, where they produce oil. That is oil in Awomama. Yes. Please go ahead.
So, Director, let me first of all, I greet all of you, all the coordinators all over the world, and mostly yourself with your people over there, working to see that Biafra will come through. But let me first announce our meeting. We are having our meeting on Sunday, where it normally be in most toilets. We are begging all Biafrans in Madrid, anybody that is willing to come and join us. Biafra have been is that Biafra have been. I'm calling them for we to be a family, not for them to come and make Biafra come to exist, because already Biafra have been existing. And we have already have a family in Madrid, in case of one of my brothers that I had that he called, good, he spoke well. Talking of he who called to insult his generation, the Hausa Fulani daughters and sons that called that line, you are using there now. I'm happy for what our brother said, but I'm trying to use this opportunity to enlighten him that we already have a family here in Madrid. If he wants to contact us or the people he have find a group, let them call this number. Director, are you with me?
Live and direct.
632-4040-8 5 8 I repeat the number again. 632-340-858. Another number they will call is 632-928-015. I repeat, 632-928-015. We are having our meeting on Sunday, this Sunday, in Joneba, in Mostoles. I'm begging all my brothers and sisters in Madrid, come. If you are coming, come with your friends. When they come and see, they will believe. Thank you, Director. I pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue blessing you and all Biafrans all over the world. But other advice I want to give to my people, like the person that called, the number should spend number and say that he is coming from one place or the other. I myself here have received such call many times in Spain here because they make this of themselves. If they want to call me, they hide their number to call. It's only a thief, a terrorist will hide his number to call. The name he is even calling may not be his name. So let's take it as a trash for it not to bother anybody for what that dog is saying. We have many Japanese all over the world. Why calling? Let him come and challenge one of us on the road or give full address where he's coming from, if he is a man, if he is not a terrorist to start with.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you.
I thank you for what is going on. I greet you people all over the world. Please, let us pray that God will make us to arrive where we are going fast. Thanks.
Thank you. He say, thank you very much. People are waiting and they have been waiting. I will start with the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. And thank you for your patience and thank you for waiting. You understand how it works.
Director, you don't have to talk to me because it's my pleasure, you know, to talk to the Radio Biafra. I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm from Ihiama in Olu local government.
Thank you very much. From New Jersey, please go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Director, what I want to tell you is that I want you to remain focused. You cannot notice everybody around the world because but we are solid behind you. We might not be option for the and all the rest, but because of Nigeria government send us an amnesty. Become the state, but since 5 months after 2013, they abandoned us. But I want to make it clear that I have 25 boys that is more than battalions of army in the zoo.
Where do you come from? Which area do you come from? Not your precise village, your area, please.
I'm coming from Ihioma in all local government.
You know, Ihioma, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I just wanted to get that clear.
I grew up in River State in Port Harcourt.
Yes, yes, no problem.
So I want you to perform the good job you are doing. All we are waiting for here is just go on. All our flights are open till July next year. 1 year flight we booked. We have been waiting for your order all this while. Just make us to understand that, okay, let us go. That is all we need. Even amnesty, Biafra don't bother about amnesty. We personally, 25 of us, we own our own. We can destroy half of. We destroy Sagbama and Bayelsa State. We don't want to make noise. Director, just go down with your good job and continue. We'll be there soon. We promise.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. We welcome that. Thank you very, very much. And we have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, Director. My name is Iken Nawan Nenyi from Bahe Zaaji in Oru West in Biafra land. I'm really very, very angry and pissed.
And who are you to us, please? Who are you?
I'm the national U.S. national direct U.S. national coordinator. Excuse me, U.S. national coordinator. I'm in charge of the whole of United States.
And things are happening in the U.S. Do you see the volume of people calling Radio Biafra from the United States of America?
Yes,
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And like I told you, we are growing and we're growing very, very fast. They're coming on. Our brothers are coming on, and we need more people to come on. I'm really very, very angry with this idiot that called there from, he claimed he's calling from New York. You know, he should crawl back from the stone where he came from. We have a very good presence in New York. We have a coordinator, a very able, Biafran who is in New York, you know, by name, is Sibius Ugo. You know, he's one of our new coordinators, and he's working very hard with, Miss Precious Osuji. So I don't know this idiot. If he's we'll find a way and track him down. I think he's a fake. I don't even think he lives in the United States, you know. But I don't want to give him any airtime anyway, but he's an idiot. He should crawl back again to where he come from. Okay, I want to use this opportunity to thank all our coordinators, zonal coordinators, you know. We had a very wonderful meeting, and we you know, starting to share the amount of the Biafran, Biafran Defense Fund, and, you know, one of us coined it Biafran Restoration Fund, you know, but we said, okay, number one, we're going to tax every principal, you know, in U.S. To come up, contribute $1,000. So all the zonal coordinators in United States, all of them, and all the reps in U.S., we contribute the amount of $1,000. And this amount should be contributed on or before July 30, before the end of this month, $1,000 from each zonal coordinators and reps. Then the other members, you know, are single persons and others, we contribute $500. This is, we kind of, you know, started with making it like a phase one contribution. With this, we know how much we have left. So single persons or other persons who are not the principal will contribute $500 across the board. But this is the minimum amount now. You know, people who want to contribute more will welcome it. So this amount is due before July, by July 30. And I know all my able zonal coordinators are really working very hard to get this thing done. People like Reginald Opara, Uchen Naji, Innocent Namaram, Martin Chilobe, and Idobien, and my our airball rep before the Ryan, a very hard working guy. You know, I know these things will be achieved because,
of course,
you know, when we show the example, others will follow. And also, we came up with some other ideas which I want them to execute. They know the ideas we came about by making some cards, you know. You know, to get some things to so that we can evangelize and get more people in. Every able-bodied Biafran who is in the United States is supposed to contribute to this amount because Biafra is for all of us, you know, and we have to realize it, and everybody has to contribute. Who doesn't contribute, you know, it's going to be a very big shame. So we're going to do our part. We're going to make sure, you know, we get this thing done because this, we are in the critical phase now. This is the phase where, you know, things done is really very important. Then I want to use this opportunity to indicate to our zonal coordinators, we are going to concentrate this month to evangelize and get zones in this area. We're going to concentrate at the East Zone, East United States. States like Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, Virginia, and New Jersey. These 10 states will have to concentrate and make sure we get a zone. Like I told you guys, you know, most of our elbow zonal coordinators, the more zones we get, the easier it is. And it makes it, you know, easier also for our brothers who are down in Biafra land. You know, elbo people like Eberechukwu and Eboago, and, you know, even, thanks to him and all his elbow work, and people like Chioma, Osiradema, Ikechukwu Enyago, then our editorial board like UCMFO, Imam Mezu, Carol Monde. And Director, I want to tell you we're going to get another new zone coming up from our brother from Akwa Ibom by name Dominic Ube. Dominic Ube lives in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
You know, I'm working with him right now.
Wonderful.
We're going to have a presence in Florida very soon. You know, he's an able Biafran. And also, I would like to, I spoke to Miss Faith Okwanta. Told her if he can make it available so that we can have a conference call between him and his husband, because we need a presence in Virginia.
Oh, you spoke to her. Have you made contact with her?
Yes, I spoke to her.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
If she can connect me, I'll like to have a conference call with him and his husband. His husband is a true Biafran. I can explain certain things to him so that she can allow her to move on. We need a presence there.
Wonderful.
And this area is a very important area. I'm really very disappointed with Houston. Very, very disappointed with Houston. I couldn't believe it. Houston has more Biafrans than Los Angeles.
That is where they wanted to fight me and the engineer, Irania. We went to a place. Even they broke a bottle. And we told them that we are without fear before my enemies, without fear before them. We went to evangelize there. Of course, most of my friends are in Houston, I must say. But Houston is a bit funny, I must say. Go ahead.
Our presence in Houston is very, very poor, very, very poor. We need a coordinator in Houston. We need a coordinator in Houston. And we need it like yesterday. And also, we need a coordinator in Chicago. Of our members who we are meeting, one of them should call me, you know, so that we can establish another presence there. You know, it's been quiet there, you know, and so we need somebody there. Let me give you my number, if I may. My name again is Iken Nawananeyi. I'm the U.S. National Coordinator. My telephone number is 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. I will also use this opportunity to rehearse again to our coordinators and the new coordinators, and also refresh other people who are coming in about the house rules for Biafran restoration. These things we should really bear in mind. We need very dedicated people. We don't need people who have ulterior motive. You know, house rule number one, that any Biafran assembly whose contribution is not made shall be put on probation. Any Biafran assembly whose monthly contribution is not made shall be put on probation. The monthly contribution for this month is due on 8th of July. You have barely 5 days to get the donation, the contribution in. And another one, second, any zonal coordinator who misses 3 meetings without good cause shall be put on probation. Any zonal coordinator who misses 3 meetings without good cause shall be put on probation. Number 3, any zonal coordinator that works against Biafra restoration shall be removed immediately. Any zonal coordinator that works against Biafra restoration shall be removed immediately. Number 4, any zonal coordinator who belongs to Bide Human Rights Initiative, APC Party, World Igbo Congress, or Haneza, and any other political organization working against restoration of Biafra shall be removed immediately. If you come in, we know how to fish people out. We'll find you. We're going to remove you immediately. So so make sure you are clean. We don't want to be stained. You know, if you come in, you know, we're going to find you out and get you out. Please, I'll use this opportunity to thank all my zonal coordinators that are working extremely hard, my director, and may God, Chukwu Abioma, bless you, give you all the energy, give you all the strength, give you the all insight for propagating for the restoration of Biafra. By the way, when this was named, when the directors of state named the countries to be visited, U.S. wasn't there. And I spoke to you regarding something.
Yes, I'm coming. That okay. One is very, very important and very, very sensitive. It's too high stake to be announced on the air. Okay. So good. I will come to U.S., sure. But I won't announce it until I get there. Very, very important. Yes.
Very well.
I'm coming.
Very well.
Coming
so thank you. May Chukwu Abioma bless you, give you all the strength, give you all the energy. And any person in United States, we need to get more zones. I'm not very happy with Fresno. They're lagging behind. They should come up, there's no babysitting, and we can form sub-zones. In areas, we have zones. Like Los Angeles, you can have sub-zones in Los Angeles area, Carson, Downey, and North Hollywood and all whatnot. You don't need any permission to form any zone. Just contact me, I guide you, I give you all the information and help you, And also a reminder, we discussed in our meeting that we are going to start having, town hall meetings for the zonal coordinators in US. They should organize town hall meetings. And these meetings should be shared by them. And if they need help, we can do a conference call. I can participate through a conference call if it's too far. If it's near, I'll come down. We're going to need town hall meetings. This meeting will be organized just to answer questions of any person has. And any question we don't have, we're going to, direct the question to director to answer. But I want town hall meeting. We want to make awareness and also to come with critical ideas to evangelize. The way we evangelized before the May 30, we want to start it again because we're very effective. We want to start that type of evangelization again. By evangelizing to non-Biafrans, African Americans and white Americans, many of them are very receptive, by either going to the churches or contacting people who are, with them, our friends at work, our colleague, our associates. I'll let others, talk, Thank you very much, Director, and I appreciate you. And I am side by side beside you. I will never, ever fail you, Director. I promise you. We're going to restore. And may Chukwu Abioma bless you and guide you.
Thank you very much. Can't you see how things have turned? From people eating hamburgers the size of a newborn baby to drinking soda from bucket, ice cream like the size of the heart of Pope Francis. Look at what America is doing today. Actually giving us the templates on how to organize ourselves to give us a structure. They are telling us how to do things. I knew it. America and Germany, those two countries, very, very key in what we are doing. If we can get the same structure right now being put together in America by our able team there, if we can replicate it in Europe, we don't have any problem. You are one of us. You are a Biafran and you are our coordinator and leader in the United States of America. You will not fail your country. I know you won't. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. I also remember my very good friend Obidi Ebienu, our coordinator, very able one in Los Angeles. I remember everybody, Maramu Gochukwu, all of them, my dear brother Jackson, who is also in the Fort Worth area. I can never, ever forget or para what Reginald is doing in the DMV area. I remember, of course, very fondly, and a man whom I shall be seeing personally, the very, very beloved and much loved Odenigbo. We miss him. We miss Odenigbo so much. I feel very, very bad that Professor Odenigbo has not spoken for a long time now. I am not happy about it, and I ceaselessly pray for his recovery. The sooner Odenigbo recovers, the better for everybody. The better for me. Because I speak, but Americans will not listen. The U.S. government will not listen. But when Odenigbo speaks, United States senators, they listen to him. We need him. He is a Biafran and one of us. He is one of us. We must pray for him. and pray for a very quick recovery. I don't talk about him because he makes me get very, very emotional. I miss him so much and I want him to come back as quickly as possible. Professor Odenigbo, we love you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue our work. We are ceaseless. All our coordinators all over USA. Can't you see how proud you are making us now? Now we feel that we have people in the USA. We can actually go out and boast and say, there are Biafrans in the USA. That is what happens when you speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We are breeding a new generation of Biafrans that can discern, that can vote people into office based on what they can do, not just what they promise that they can do. That when you see evil men, you know, and you avoid them. Our villages are bad today because we do not know how to avoid evil men. The lines are going crazy. How many lines do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the lines are engaged and very busy. I am torn. I don't even know where to go to. Let me go to the Skype, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Precious Osuji. I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Can you give me the guy's number that called from New York?
The guy that called from New York. Yes, I think Juan Onenyi will give it to you. Juan Onenyi will give it to you. Juan Onenyi is our United States coordinator. Can I give you this number, please? Do you have a pen and paper?
Sure, I have a pen and paper.
I think it is Juan Onenyi's number is 323.
Yeah, I have his number.
Yes, call Juan Onenyi. Once you call him, he will be able to put you through to the person. Oh, you mean the man, Abai, from that called us, Emmanuel Abai.
The Abai guy, yes.
No.
I want to tell you that as he's talking, maybe you are in London. I'm in New York right here with him. Let me tell him that we are around everywhere so that he will be aware of who and how to talk to you. Because that 347, I have my number starts from 347.
It starts from 347. He's not in New York. He's actually in Spain. He called us with a Spanish number. He's not in New York.
No, Queens number is 347.
Is it?
Yeah, people that live in Queens, they have 347 number.
Yes, because it came across as +34. I was expecting +134 if it's from USA. But the number came in as direct +34. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check that very number. But we don't want to, as the barrister said, we don't want to give this guy much credence. He's not worth it, is it? You know, for our people to be, he will feel that he's important. He's not. But as you have said this, he is listening. That we are everywhere. Even our women are listening. Our women we trust more than our men because they're very, very strong. Have always defended us from 1915, those who don't know history. Igbo women started in 1915. In 1929, in 1947, they were at the forefront of the defense of their men. And our sister is now trying to remind this Boko Haram Igbo man that we are also in New York, listening very silently. People don't know this. We are everywhere. Listening. We may not all be calling Radio Biafra at the same time, but we are everywhere. My dear sister, thank you very much. Do not waste your time with that very buffoon. Don't waste your time with him. We have more important things to do. Please speak to your friends about Radio Biafra, what we are doing here. Go and tell them that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Tell them that we can prove it as well. Tell them to come and work for the salvation of their people. Tell them that our mothers are being raped in the villages. Tell them that Biafra is the only way we can reconnect once again with Chukwu Abiama, the Most High God. And as you do so, Chukwu Abiama himself will bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you and bless you too.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister asks for our women and they are coming out. Anything barrister says sometimes has a very funny way of eliciting the very right response from our people. Before I go to the barrister, I must once again, people are calling us so much, please. If you are on hold for long, do not despair. I will come to you, definitely. We have somebody again on the coordinator's line. I believe they can hear me. If they can, this is Radio Biafra from London. For themselves, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Is that our coordinator or what? They are not saying anything. It's unlike them to allow it to be going without speaking immediately, please.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead, your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm like one who won lottery today.
I've been trying many days and days. I haven't got through.
You're lucky. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Ezelibe Chibuogo.
Chibuogo.
I am from Agatologo government area of Anambra State in Biafran land.
Do you know the meaning of the name of where you come from? Do you know the meaning of your village? Do you know what it means to come from Agwata? You know the meaning of that name? Agwata?
Of course. Yeah, of course, yes.
My goodness me. Goodness me. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. By the special grace of Chukwu Abama, I'm the coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Nottingham here in United Kingdom.
Thank
so,
you.
I'm very much happy to be part of the struggle under your watch. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will always guide and protect you and all your programs throughout all your tour, throughout all over the world. You always go safely and come back safely.
See?
Because you are just a good shepherd and we, your flocks, always listen and carrying your voice at all time. So I'm happy to comment some things this evening because I know most of my people here in Nottingham will be happy to hear my voice today because most of them used to say that, oh, our director, our coordinator is not calling the radio Biafra, but I got a lot of things we are doing with other zonal coordinators online as well, coupled with the busy schedules we are having over here in UK. Anyway, coordinator, it's just that I'm happy today and every day I'm listening on Radio Biafra because before I used to wake up late to work, but since Radio Biafra AM is always my alarm clock to wake me up because I always try to wake up early to join the morning session, you know. Even while I'm going to work on my web drive and I try to tune it and keep my iPad on my front dashboard.
That's very
so
good.
There was a time you were saying something of getting the engineers to make sure if we can get something, getting it through radio so that people can listen comfortably in their car, traveling wherever they are going.
Yes, there is anyway, something. There's a special device you can actually get. It's a cord you can put on any Apple device. It's, you know, in the cigarette lighter. You plug it in and then you tune a channel on your dashboard and then you'll be able to get Radio Biafra inside your car. If you go to a shop, you ask them for that thing. It has a frequency on it. You plug it into your iPad or into your iPhone or any smartphone. You put it in the cigarette lighter. It will show you the frequency. You tune that frequency on your radio and you'll get it. I had it many, many years ago and it's still there.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Director. I also want to thank Uchemefo, Barrister Mamezu, and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. So you people are doing a very wonderful work. Everybody is happy listening on Radio Biafra. The people I've talked to, my good friend and also my secretary, you might know him by name, Ezuku. He is a regular caller. Radio Biafra. So anyway, the thing is that there is a meeting we are having on Sunday. We are having meeting on Sunday, which should be at the normal usual place we used to hold the meeting. All the old members knows the venue. In case if you're a new member coming for the meeting, the address is the 2-way for the street, Irish Center, NG21AA. If you want to make contact, in case if you're missing your way, you call 074-669-77476. And I'm also urging the Igbo Women's Association here in Nottingham, though they invite us, they give us invitation for some things they want to do. We want to use that opportunity as well to preach them about Biafra, which I believe women are doing things more happening than men. So the sooner we gather them in our group, the more we can move the mountain. Anyway, Director, I just thank you and pray that Chukwu Abiyama will always lead you through and we shall live to see the end and actualize this Biafra and march forward into that promised land where we shall live to worship Chukwuebi and all the days of our life. Thank you very much. And all.
He say, thank you very, very much. We are going over to the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to Biafrans all over the world. And shalom to you, Director.
Thank you.
This is AB Asogwa, the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafran in Israel and also in women worldwide. I'm calling from Israel. I want to announce a women worldwide meeting, which is coming up tomorrow by 8 p.m. Biafran time. I'm encouraging the women all over the world and people, the women that who are also our members already, to try and make it our meeting on Skype tomorrow by 8 p.m. Biafran time. And I'm also letting the women all over the world to know, anybody that wants to come and join us, please, you can add us through Skype. Madu 1040. The Madu goes MADU 1040. That's how you can add us. Or you can still get her in touch with her through her Facebook page, Ngozi Madu. Please, we encourage you to be there and we want you to come on time. And thank you, the director, and Shabbat Shalom from Israel.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is Shabbat in Israel. Not Sabbath. It's Shabbat. That is correct pronunciation. This is Radio Biafra, and as everybody knows, I love Israel very, very much. I love my father already, and his name is Israel. As you can imagine, he never told me I love you up until this day, but I know he does. You know where we come from? Your parents don't tell you I love you. Maybe the only I love you get sometimes is when you're being disciplined, or being flogged, or being chased about for being naughty. But you know it's all done with affection. I love Israel very much. Not just my father, but the country itself. For what they have suffered and been through as a race. And Chukwuebi remained with them. God was with them. God was with them. And they emerged from all those afflictions to be a shining light and beacon in the Middle East. I don't know where we go to right now because there are callers everywhere. Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, good evening, my able director.
Good evening.
My name again is Mr. Igwot, and I'm calling from Germany. I came from Enugu State, from Kanye, from Mboka. I called previously in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Director, I greet you once again, and I greet Biafras all over the world.
Thank you.
And I greet our eminent Barrister Mamlin. Please, Director and Biafras, I want to set the record straight. I want to tell Nigerians and the whole world what we Biafras are doing and who we are. We are not a terrorist group. And we are not like Boko Haram. We don't have the same ideology with Boko Haram. Our ideology is simple. I want that guy that called to listen. He says not a Biafran Nigeria. Okay, good. I want Nigerians to listen. The quest for Biafran people. We are not terrorists. In case you don't know, and we are not like Boko Haram. We cannot compare darkness with light.
Exactly.
We are indigenous people of Biafra. Simple. One, our quest is simple. We are not fighting to Islamize anybody.
Exactly.
We are not fighting to conquer any tribe
at
or nation
all,
or any
all.
Group in Nigeria.
At all. But to set them free.
Americans together.
Of course.
We are not trying to conquer any tribe or any land. No. Our quest is simple. Our duty is simple. We want to be free from the killing and massacre of our people. We want to be free from the Islamization of Abu Sam Mohammedan Emirate of the North. We want to be free. Simple. Secondly, square to that, at this very moment, the Zulu so-called Nigeria is on fire. The so-called Boko Haram, they are killing our people. Even they are not as bad as said. They are not trying to Islamize us. They are killing us. For you to be Islamized, you have to be alive. For you to be this time, they are killing us. They don't want us to be alive.
It's true.
Before the Islamization. It's very very simple. So what I'm trying to say is this. Our simple. We want to defend our land. I don't know that guy. I don't know who that guy is. This guy was trained to make this call. And Director, I know you people say we should not speak about that guy. But Director, I've been calling you with two phones in my ear. One with the Dalet phone, what's his name? Skype. In fact, Dalet, please, you must give us that. If you want us not to speak about that boy, give us the talking boy. I said this before in my previous call, that whoever that calls and talk any lobbies against our struggle or against our director will prove to the person that we are not here for church joke. Director, we love you. And for you to say we love you, you have to back it up with action. I cannot say I love you and somebody will point finger at you and leave that person. Please, if you want us to stop talking about this guy, just give us his number so that the kinds or lives of that boy will never call it over. We are not here for Chinese talk. We are here to defend our people. This guy is sent by somebody. He's a spy. Please, Director, just give us the number. Just leave number air. That's wrong. Nobody will talk about the boy again. Then leave the list for us. We will treat him the way we treat CNN and BBC. Please, just give us the number. Please, Director. We are not afraid of our enemy. There is one song that Barista Mames used to song. Sing. Come on, Nemo Gamuru Mojo. Namoru Mojike. Okay, we can get if I gave you. Whatever. So, I'm BBK. I had a tool. Please, just give us the number of the boy. If you want us to stop talking about him, just give us the number. So that he will never sleep. So that next time, the kinds of him will never call. And Director, this is why I told you before I wanted to speak with you. It's because of this type of rubbish. I have an important thing. I was calling after the program in the morning.
You did, actually. I was in a meeting. I saw all the missed calls from you. And I'm saying this very evening, immediately, I have your name here on Skype. Your Skype name is here. Immediately after this program, I will call you myself.
Please, before even any travel, before you are leaving London, I want to speak with you. After that, you can fly the whole world, please. Because of this type of this call.
No problem.
Because of this type of people.
No problem.
Just leave the number, please. Just leave the number.
I'll do so. God bless you. I will call you. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Callistus Ifeanyi Anuru. I'm calling from London, United Kingdom here.
From London. Go ahead.
And I hail from Umunumo Amandoba. And it's local government in Biafra land.
I think that is the most beautiful name in the whole of Biafra land.
It is the sexiest
name we have in the whole of Biafra land. Umunumo Amandoba. I love it so much.
Yeah.
And of course, it has a rival. I also love a place called, there's a place called North Isiekenesi. I love Isiekenesi, of course. There's another name around after Ikeduru, between Ikeduru and Owerri. I've forgotten the name. But I think that Umunumo Amandoba is the sexiest name we have in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I thank you so much. And all the crew members of Radio Biafra, you people are doing marvelously well. And we, dear friends, we are very, very happy. And more grace to your able.
Thank you.
So we are thanking you all. And we are here to show our support that this freedom is what we want. Nothing more, nothing less. It is non-negotiable. My dear fellow dear friends, I think we've talked too much. This is the time for action. Especially Biafrans in London. I want to make it clear to all of us before I go to the announcement of our meeting. I want to make it clear to all of us here in London, both South and North, the contribution, the £300 contribution every one of us are making. Please make sure that whenever you pay this, you hold your receipt. Don't tell us that you are missing your receipt. And the meeting, our forthcoming meeting that is coming on next Saturday on 12th, while coming, they come with your receipt. If you haven't make your payment, if you want to make it there, it will be welcomed.
Are you still with me? My dear brother, are you still with me? No, we have lost him. We have lost him. We therefore go to another line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you still with me?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, I am waiting. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Chinyeren Juribako, and I am calling from Italy. By the grace of God, I am the women coordinator of Italy.
Thank you,
Director, I will start by saying welcome back to Europe. And I thank God for Johnny Mercy bringing you back from the land, from Biafra land, back to Europe. But Director, indeed, you are a great man. You are not just... sometimes when I sit down, I begin to figure out the kind of person you really are. I can't really comprehend it. You told us before you went to the Biafra land that you will go there. And I thank God you went there. You did not just only went there. You stayed there for months and...
What is going on? Why is our line cutting for what reason? I don't understand why our lines are cutting. Mrs. Njiriba, come on, try and call us back. Come back to us via the coordinator's line is very, very important. I need to hear you speak. Mrs. Njiriba, come back to us. I don't know if the people paid by Jonathan, they are once again attacking our systems. Let's go to the line. Do we have somebody on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. That is quite shocking. I must go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's me, Wapita. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, lovely people from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I'm from Biafra land in Imo State.
Thank you.
Director, I must thank you for the freedom impact you are creating in us. I'm very, very grateful by Mr. Imam Mezu and the co-workers with you. Honestly, I wasn't happy with that man that called earlier today. I think that man is an animal. If he's coming from Biafra land, I was sensing maybe he have a property in a zoo there.
My dear brother, please, my dear brother from Malaysia, stay where you are. Don't go away. I think I have Ms. Njiriba call back on the line, I presume. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you loud
please,
and clear.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to thank Chukwu Abiyama for all his marvelous works upon your life, for protecting you for us. I know many people will be wondering, now I have already concluded that if you ever set your feet on Biafra land, that you will not come back to Europe again. I had so many people say that, but I want to tell them, for those of them that are listening, shame on to you. Our Director has gone to Biafra land. He did not just go there and run back. He stayed there all through the month, after the May 30th. And here he is again back in Europe. And to your shame, he will still go back to Biafra land again for the second phase. And then you will know that Chukwu Abiyama is at work. Director, I want to use this opportunity to speak to Nwatuna. Mama Nwatuna Hokboro Nwaya, Oshayashi, New York, Okolebo, Shayashi, Nani Chineke, Mebo, Shayashi. He's a stupid man. If I were to be his mother, thank God I am not. After making that broadcast, I will give him a thorough spanking and deny him food for 1 month. He's a very stupid and shameless man. He's a thundering typhoon. He's an interplanetary goat, a he-goat. How can he come up and talk to you in that manner without any respect, without fear? Even if you keep saying on air that you are without fear before your enemy, is it his type of people that will come up and pick a phone and he start embarrassing our director, our God, our Jew, our angel, our savior? And he doesn't even have that respect asking you who is sponsoring us. In fact, I don't know what to tell that stupid fool this night. I don't just know what to tell him. But I know wherever he is now, sleep will stay away from his eyes because he has really touched the tiger's tail. Because he has touched the tail of the Biafrans by trying to insult, because I look at it, I take it to be an insult on your person, by trying to insult you indirectly, asking you stupid questions that not even a baby, a day baby cannot even ask you. God will punish him wherever he is. Like my brother said, that God will take away his tongue. God will not only take away his tongue, he will make him deaf and dumb so that he will not know what is going on. And by the time he realizes, Biafra will come. And he will remain wherever he is, becoming a slave. I'm sure he has not gotten home for the past 50 years. And he is there, he is comfortable, trying to fight for a country that have expired. If he is trying to fight for a country that has expired, why don't he leave wherever he is and go back to Nigeria and stay there? Why is he in New York and blabbing like a senseless he-goat? Director, I think it's the high time you start screening some calls before you pick them. Like Carol Monde used to do, when you send message on Facebook, she will put you on pending. By the time she screened the write-up and is to her satisfactory or to the satisfactory of the board of directors, she will not approve you. I think you should start doing that before anybody will tell you one word. You have to screen the call, or maybe they should manufacture a machine that will be screening calls, so that once any stupid calls like that of that guy comes in, you will just gap in your hand one time and then waste the look yourself, because in no gah buy and get you kuma rubbish put out in my hand. No.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much, and may God bless you. May God bless you for your kind words. We continue to march on, because we are relentless. We are simply unstoppable. Only Chukwu Abiama can stop us. But if Chukwu Abiama were to stop us, why did he send us in the first place? He cannot send us to go and do this work. I never brought out myself to do it. Neither did Uche Mefo, nor Barrister Imam Mezu. Carol Monde was minding her business, and here she is. Our dear sister, Berejiku Anebogo, who had a very flourishing business and a very strong career in the movie industry. She left it. Everybody left what they were doing to come and do this. Chukwu Abiama cannot allow us to leave what we are doing to come and serve him, and then allow shame to befall us. If that is going to be the case, why did we come out in the first place? Therefore, it can never happen. That is why we are relentless in pursuit of this very noble cause of ours. We are indomitable. When we say, as our sister alluded to, that we are without fear before our enemies, I mean corrupt governments of the world, not wretched cockroaches. I fight evil men and corrupt systems. We don't fight a wretched rat hiding from himself somewhere. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. After the 30th of May, the whole world knew who you were. Everywhere in the world knew how formidable you are as a people. Are we going to exchange words with somebody who is relevant? Hiding, we don't know. Some of them are half man, half woman, transvestite. You don't know who they are. A man answering the name of a woman. Who are these people? I ask myself. They are cowards. They can't come out in the open. I gave them an offer. You said you have something to say. Who is sponsoring us? Who is doing this? I said to you, okay, meet me in a debate somewhere. In the open. If they are honest and sincere people, why can't they grab the opportunity? But you see, they can't do it. Because Chukwu Abiama did not call them to do this work. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. And that is why every praise, everything that we do, glory belongs to him. When Biafra comes, it will come in such a way that everybody, both believers and non-believers, will know that there is God. Everything that we are doing is not out of our power or our might. We are nothing. we are only merely being used by a force greater than us, all the way from heaven, to make sure that the kingdom of God rests on this very earth. Omo Anigwe, when you go back before you sleep or when you wake up, think of that name. Do you know what it means? That name has been there since time immemorial. Omo Anigwe, Umuchukwu, Umu Abasi. You know what that name means? You are very, very special. We castigate you, that is true, that you may wake up. Let us not allow a cockroach fathered by Hausa Fulani men, contaminated fools, to try to take our eye off the ball. They are not worth it. If you think you have anything to say about us, don't gossip, I beg you. Come out in the open. Call for a meeting. If you don't have money to go or to come out or to take the bus, if you're in London, indigenous people of Biafra will pay bus fare for you. If you don't have clothes to wear, they will buy you clothing. Don't get envious that I fly first class to go to Switzerland to preach the gospel. Don't get upset that I sleep in the finest hotels in the world, spreading this very gospel. Because our people, believe it or not, when you serve them in truth and honesty, they look after you. It's in their nature. Don't you know that my phones I use are being bought by Biafrans all over the world? Reginald Opera and those of them in the DMV area in America bought me clothing when I was there. Don't you know that? If you want them to do the same for you, come out and serve Biafra. Be sincere and be very honest. They too will love you. That is how we are as a people, because we are caring people. That is why we name the human being Madhu, the beauty of life. We see the beauty in people. That is why we have Ebe Berugo, but in case we can go quiet, everybody has a value. Though we castigate you, we want you to repent and be a better person. That is why I will go to the barrister, and I know Cosmos Oji is calling us. Everybody is calling. Everybody is calling. Everybody, please, we must go to the barrister, because we must proceed to closure because of the time. I have meetings after this. Not going anywhere, conference calls and all the rest of it. The very eminent barrister said he was going to stay with me. He said he will remain beside me, that he will not fail, that I can never look for him or find him wanting these days. Can't you see? I said after the 30th of May that things will happen. Can't you see? I no longer look for the barrister. I don't look for him anymore. He's with me all the time. Miracles happen. Miracles do happen. And the barrister is with me. And the barrister will proceed to bring this program to an end, please, if he may.
Thank you, Director. Director, do you know what is more wonderful? When I told you that the Americans will come en masse.
You said so.
We used to believe or not, but now they are coming out, both men and women. Director, I know that our people are looking for leadership. They are looking for directions. They are looking for somebody to tell them where to go. Eventually, we came on board and decided that this is the work we will do to bring our people back on board. And that is what we are doing. And that's why I said a few days ago that they will never let you down. Because we have already told them that we ain't going to let them down. So why will they? Because they've shown us instances where they have never failed. Barrister, please let me know if my voice is not coming through. So
yeah, fine, barrister, please go ahead. It's clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, barrister, as we have always said, we count on our people, we rely on them. For everything they have been doing for us, liking what we are doing, praising Chukwu Abiyama for bringing us forth. We trust in them. They believe in us. They believe in us because anytime we request for something, Director, we get it. Whatever we ask of them, reluctantly, some will bring it. But majority will ask you, how do you want it to be done? With all amount of enthusiasm, all amount of reliability and trust,
they come forward. I love my people. I love Biafra. And I love all the support they are giving to us, even those who are not Biafrans. Friends of Biafra listening all over the world. They are listening to us and they are responding. Our women, Biafran women, I doff my cap off for you for responding speedily, hearkening my voice and saying, yes, we are here. Not all the time you call people, they answer you. But director, our people, this is why I said my people will leave. They will leave. They should stop dying. Boko Haram should stop their incursion somewhere in their northern region. They ask us to leave, we leave. There is no need coming into my own territory to come and do killings. No, stop where you, since that is your religion, that is your belief, that is your nature, that is the way you are. And that's why we are struggling to move away from you. You cannot mix up with a killer and somebody who is a merciful individual. Never. Stay where you are. Let us stay where you are, where we are. As I always say, Mugabe told Tony Blair, Tony Blair, you keep your Great Britain, let me keep my Zimbabwe. The House of Fulani Boko Haram should keep their northern Boko Haram corner. We don't kill. We don't hate. We don't punish women. We adore them. We respect them. But the other side of that zoo hate women. They kill women. They punish them. But we reverend our women. We adore them. We worship our women. Because they are the first in Biafra land. I thank all of you as director has brought this particular program to the closure. And I'm just saying thank you this night and good night to all of you and some of you who are waking up. Good morning. And those who are halfway going to work, may your journey be smooth. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you individually as I hand back the microphone back to director, the leader. Director, good evening to you and good night.
Good night, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Always a pleasure, always a delight. We thank you very much. There are people waiting. Let's go to them. The caller on the phone, we start with you. Can you hear me? No, they're not there. Oh, dear Lord. We must bring the program to an end this very evening. We reconvene again 7 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. You will call us after our news headlines and accompanying news summary. You call us and we'll take your call. But you must also call other people around you, all of you, if you have relatives in the USA, tell them or ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. They must start a family where they are, a family of Biafrans where they are. Very, very critical. They must contact our national coordinator in the USA, Ikenna Wononenyi, to make sure that they get every relevant support required to propagate this very message of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon this earth with its full sovereignty. The Republic of Biafra. That is why we always remind you that if you have listened to us this evening, you have worshipped God because you have listened to the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Biafra we are looking for will be founded upon truth and honesty. Come to my face and tell me not at my back. My offer still stands. I want a public meeting with anybody, public debate open. Anything you have to say, you say it. I don't discuss things behind closed doors or in secret. I have no secret when it comes to Biafra. There is no secret that I have. I will be in Switzerland. I will be in Belgium. I will be in Germany. I will be traveling to Israel. I will be in Spain. I will be in USA. I will be in Holland. And in all these places, I will be staying in the finest hotels that money can buy. So what else is there? Why do you need to go? You just ask me and I tell you. You don't need to gossip. When I do far distance journeys, I fly first class or business class, as the case may be. What is the secret there? Because this gospel must be preached. It must be preached. We are looking for money to buy weapons, to defend our land, to defend our mothers and our sisters who are being killed. Before you call Radio Biafra to make a fool of yourself, call your village and see if your grandmother is still alive or if she has been raped by uncircumcised, dirty, filthy cattle herders. That's what you must do first. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you, especially those that understand what we are doing, those that support what we are doing, because you know that we set the agenda. The whole world listens to us. They don't admit it, but at least Jonathan is beginning to admit that Radio Biafra is where he gets his ideas from. In 1 week, 3 policies in 1 week, all from Radio Biafra. Verifiable. That was why I published everything. What I said when I was in America, what Sahara reporters tweeted, exactly the man's response. So there will be no ambiguity. None whatsoever. Are you telling me you didn't hear when we discussed about the lines of credit we run in New Biafra? We are no longer going to discuss our economic policies. No. We won't tell them. We keep it to ourselves. But we are guaranteeing you that everybody will have a job in the New Biafra. Everybody will be equal. If you want to drive a car, you drive a car. Anything you want to do, you can do. We are going to work bloody hard. The same way we worked. We work very hard every blessed day to serve our country. Do you think we sleep? The time now is almost 10 p.m. Before we finish with the upload, the editing, everything, it is nearly 11 o'clock, 11:30. Before I finish all the calls, it will be 1, 2 a.m. I will try to catch some sleep, but I can't because I need to read emails and respond to them. I need to read messages and respond to them because I have no assistance. My PA is not here. So what am I supposed to do? I do all of these things myself. Before I sleep, about 3 o'clock, I will sleep for 3 hours. I wake up at 6. I will begin to compile the news to present. I only sleep for 3 hours in a day if I'm lucky these days. They can't do this. And I am grateful to Chukwu Abiama for finding us worthy. All of you for finding us worthy to serve him through Biafra. That is why this Biafra is a religion. Biafra is how I worship God. No other way. As I was commanded, not by man. I don't follow laws made by man when it comes to things of the spirit. I went to the Bible. I asked God, how do you want to be worshipped? He said, go to Exodus 20. These are my words I gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. Thou shalt have no other God but me. For I am a jealous God. Meaning nothing, nothing comes close to God. Nothing. I am a jealous God. That is what the Lord of hosts said. Not man. Not Samuel. Not Ezekiel. Not Jeremiah. God said, you serve only me and nothing else. That's what I believe in. Exodus chapter 20. The word of what? The proper word of God. Not by man. That is why we worship God on this very platform, Radio Biafra, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. Because what we say is for your own betterment, to make life better for you and your children to come. I remember people that answered the name Ahamefula. But you're answering Nigeria today. If you agree that you're a Nigerian, you have jettisoned your name because you had a name before Frederick Lugard came. That name is lost. Therefore, you are not remaining true to your identity. In other words, you are no longer a human being. You are a simple bingo or whiskey. Because your name is lost. Ahamefula. You know the meaning of it? Anybody saying, I am Biafran Amiibo, I'm a Nigerian. Ahagefuola, you, because Nigeria has no meaning in Igbo language. That is why we pray to Chukwu Abiama to continue to guide us, to sustain us because we are doing the work he asked us to do. Other people could have been chosen to do this work. But he said we must do it. All of you together. All the coordinators. Everybody. The editorial board of Radio Biafra. Everybody. Zonal coordinators. All our secretaries. The PROs. The treasurer. All of you. You've been chosen to do this work. And that is why God will bless each and every one of you and your families and will not allow shame to befall you. When you pray, you must ask Chukwu Abiam and say, you asked me to do this. Don't allow shame to befall your name. Because I pursue Biafra in your name. You will not allow your name to be dragged in the mud because you are God. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiam, I will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from London. We'll reconvene again 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. God bless you all.